Guys, I would like you to look into my eyes.
Well, it's a podcast, so that's pretty difficult.
I'm doing it right now.
Now, just look down below my eyeball. Mm-hmm. You see how I used to have some bags underneath my eye?
I can see into the past.
The bag is gone.
They're gone.
Yes.
Wow.
I have lost the bags underneath my eyes, and I would like to give credit to Bear Canyon CrossFit, because ever since I started going to the Bear, no bags.
Nice.
No bags. And I think it's because I'm hydrating now.
Yep.
I'm working out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sleeping better because I'm tired.
Truth.
And I feel great. So if you're in that situation where maybe you're overweight, maybe you feel sluggish, maybe you got these horrible bags underneath your eyes, Bear Canyon CrossFit. I'm telling you. Changed my life, guys.
Here we go!
Good morning. I'm glad you're here.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I'm like superhero. Just eating up sounds with my ear mouths. It's like my hearing is like what a dog hears.
What day is this?
It feels like Friday.
Today is Friday.
It is Friday. Yay!
Okay, can I say something real quick? You guys got an awesome morning show, so anybody down in Albuquerque is blessed right now to listen to you guys.
That's sweet.
That's really cool.
Very sweet.
Thanks,
still going to hang up if you say a cuss word.
Sorry.
Let's keep it clean, Dilbert, okay? All right.
Okay, I'll try to do this. Okay.
You're thoroughly entertaining. Everybody likes to listen to you guys on the way to work.
Okay, so I live in Montana, and it's pretty nice out right now, but it snows like, okay, I'll take that back. Okay, so it's nice out right now. oh man.
Today's broadcast is being simulcast in broken English.
Don't leave Friday unattended.
Showtime.
Am I now? You're ready. I'm ready. Yeah. Okie dokie, is that true? Yes. Okie dokie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okie dokie. Beautiful Friday morning.
Yes.
October 14th. 6:08 in the AM.
High today of 79 degrees. Okie dokie,
is that true? Welcome to our little morning show. Morning Invasion. 585 Live, you can text in. Someone on the live line hit us up after they podcasted the show yesterday and said,
wait,
we can text the live line too? Well, yeah, sure. Doesn't matter when you listen to the show, hit us up anytime.
Okie dokie, yo, is that true? Yes.
Phone lines are also open if you'd like to call us. 338-3700.
Yes. Okie dokie,
yo. I went to bed at 6 last night.
Did you?
Yeah,
tired?
Slept.
Sleepy?
All the way through. It was great. It was, whew. It was much needed sleep.
Good.
It's been a long week. How you guys feeling?
Good, man.
Pretty good.
I got to go to baseball. Haven't been to baseball in a week.
How'd that go?
It was good. Luke's team, the organization, took over Blades. Do you guys remember Blades out in Rio Rancho?
No.
Oh.
Okay.
Like ice skating, and it's a giant facility. Huh. And so the owner of his baseball club, like the organization, they took over Blades. It's now called the Mac. And so there's like ice skating going on. I was like, oh, look at this.
That's cool.
It was really cool to, real cool to see.
I hate ice skating.
What?
Hate it.
Why?
I've had bad experiences with ice skating.
What happened to you?
The last time I went ice skating, I blew out the crotch in my jeans.
Oh, okay.
In front of everybody.
Wow.
It was at one of my kids' birthdays. Well, actually, we went to
Outpost or what? Were you up at Outpost here?
Yeah, the one up Northeast Heights. Yeah. And I didn't even make it out on the ice yet.
That's great.
I was actually going to tie my
this is wonderful, Dex.
My ice skate, and it, as I lifted up my knee, I went, and the whole,
beautiful,
I mean, from the knee all the way to the crotch just was completely open. I had to walk
just blessing the peasants.
The building in front of many parties that morning.
Many parties.
Very embarrassing. And I told Leslie, I will never go ice skating again. Ever! Yeah, and then you just fall on your butt constantly, and how is it fun?
Not if you're
it's
good
not
at
fun.
It.
Yeah, but you have to actually go do it and then go through that awful stage of falling on your butt. Yeah, okay. I never got into that either.
You should have.
Although I did see somebody the other day rollerblading, which is super weird.
I've been seeing people rollerblade lately too.
What is happening?
It's kind of the same thing as the creepy clown trend. You're walking and then you come around the corner and you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Easy.
What do you see that?
Easy.
Did I just go back in time?
And it's a rollerblader and they're kind of going into and then just they like stop and they see
clown.
You.
Yep.
And you're like, all right, Airborne, slow down. And then they start coming at you and you're like, oh no.
Do you remember Airborne the movie?
Do I remember Airborne the movie?
I loved that movie.
Are you kidding me? To this day, I still want to go over a hill and jump over a car while it's coming at me.
Gosh, that was a classic.
And I'll do it, too. I'll do it right now. Sometimes I still get on the internet and look up rollerblades to see how much they are, and then
you know
I convince myself not to buy them.
I'll do it on Heelys, but I won't do it on rollerblades, okay?
You'd probably rip the crotch out again.
Oh, man. The main kid in that, he never did anything after that movie, right?
Let's look it up.
What movie?
Airborne, dude.
Yeah, you've never seen
that. All right, so Gleaming the Cube, this was for rollerblading.
Oh.
Airborne.
You would have loved it.
It was awesome, Steve-O. It had Jack Black in it. It was one of his first movies.
Yeah. No.
It had Seth Green.
No, I believe you guys.
Jack Black was skinny.
You know what? It's still a great movie.
Airborne. Like an airborne disease.
No, let's watch the trailer.
I don't know if we can.
It's not.
You're
not
right.
Hard.
It was PG-13.
I think it was PG.
All right, here we go. Here it is. I got it.
You got it?
1993, the year of Jurassic Park.
I don't know.
Quiet.
Okay.
It was PG, yeah. Here we go.
Let me tell you what styling is. The perfect session. A-frame wave, ground swell.
A surfer moves to Cincinnati.
Phase, doing a 360 without a bounce. I call it the consciousness razor.
Mitchell's life was a California dream.
Yeah.
Oh, listen to that voiceover.
Whoa. Look at that.
Until he woke up in Cincinnati.
What do you think? It's wild, right?
We're just so excited about having you here. Slow down a little bit, Wiley. Hands on 10 and 2.
His cousin wants him to meet his friends.
You. Where do I know you from?
You used to flush my head in the urinals.
They're an interesting bunch.
Yeah, they are.
I could be Elvis. It's possible.
I really like to sleep, and I like Nintendo.
Look at Jack
Black! They all want Mitchell to feel right at home. And if it wasn't for Nikki...
How are you?
Oh, Nick.
You must be getting pretty homesick, huh?
Not right now.
He'd have no reason to stay.
Man, I'm gonna throw up.
For the next...
Are you in?
Oh,
are you
gosh.
In?
No.
You got to listen to it tomorrow.
Sand and surf have been put on ice.
See you in school.
Yeah.
In a city where no one understands him.
Shut up.
Traffic, smog, heat waves.
Who would have thought he'd become a hero?
Isn't that cool, man?
He became the hero of the town.
Best.
Whoa!
Been chatting by the preps to a little skating race. We thought maybe you'd want to skate on our team.
No.
Steve-O,
he has one chance to prove himself.
Oh!
On rollerblades.
Oh! One final race
to win.
Wait,
here it comes.
Wait, they're racing on rollerblades.
He's the one who has what it takes.
I got the chills right now.
Oh my goodness! Ah! Yeah! He jumped out of the car! That was a Cadillac.
I always wanted to do that.
I think I'm starting to like Cincinnati.
Yeah, you are.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. You're watching that.
I can't wait
movie
to watch
night.
It again. Blu-ray.
Movie night.
Blu-ray. 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 I can't wait.
Airborne's the name of the movie. Go back and watch it. You can probably watch the whole movie on YouTube.
It feels great. Right now. Look, let's look up some pricing for rollerblades. Look at these.
He's just like our friends.
$200.
Just like our friends Brandon and Claire. The main actor moved from Houston, Texas to New York.
Did he get bullied?
New York.
Yeah,
no,
did he get bullied? Because this guy got bullied.
No, at like 12 years old, he became a model.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, what's he talking about?
I'm talking about Shane McDermott, the actor that played the main guy.
What else was he in?
Airborne.
Yeah, was
nothing.
He in nothing.
Because I was so. Like, he was in Babysitter's Club.
Which is weird because...
Oh, no! That's where I met Rachel Lee Cook.
Gosh. He was in Swan's Crossing.
Oh, man. See, that movie was intense.
Okay, but that kid was a good actor,
what
I thought.
Was that?
He was a good actor.
It was...
Why did that kid not get into anything else? What is the deal?
I don't know.
Dude, look, these vintage rollerblade aggressive inline skates used men's size 9 are only $25.
Yeah.
He's a real estate agent now.
You know what you
and
can
do? And he's active in local politics look in Galveston,
these,
Texas now.
Are you kidding?
Dex, look at these, man.
Yeah.
These are for real.
I don't know.
Hey, they're only $25. Buy it now, jerk. Let's buy them.
It's all you, man. I told you. Find me some Heelys, I'm in.
But if I buy these and then you get
do
Heelys,
do not
can
buy
we go...
rollerblades.
Yeah, you could. We
do
could just
not
we could
buy
around
hey,
campus.
Rollerblades.
Do you listen to the person that won't shut up about cassette tapes
yep.
telling me to not buy rollerblades?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to need you to rewind that, Steve-O.
Yeah. Touche.
Let's see. 585 Live. Someone said the trailer's awful. Great movie, though. So awesome you're playing it.
The
see?
Trailer was classic.
See there?
Here's another one. Got warrants? We can help. Albuquerque Metro Court and the New Mexico State Magistrates Court are hosting a safe surrender here in Albuquerque. What?
Huh.
Hey, if you have... Dex, your warrant.
Surrender your weapons?
You could get it surrendered.
Okay. Guys, we got a big show today.
Huge.
Coming up at 8:30, we have Luke for King in Country.
All right.
Oh, man, I had a montage. Why isn't it playing?
I think you broke it.
Montage.
I had a montage. There it is.
Dressed in white. Oh! Everyone made right. I see you.
So Luke, he is the main actor in a movie that hits theaters today.
Joel is? Joel's the main actor.
Oh.
Luke's
the brother
who's producing the film.
Sorry.
Beautiful.
So, Joel is the main actor in the new movie that hits theaters today. It's called Priceless.
He'll be on at 9.
And then 8:30, Luke.
His brother.
His brother will be on the show at
8:30. The main actor's brother.
The main actor's brother.
I can't wait.
So, okay.
I'm really looking forward to this, actually.
I'm pumped that we're having both of them on, like one at 8:30 and one at 9.
Yeah.
That's great. I don't want to change that, but why are we doing it that way?
I did that on purpose.
Is it because nobody else does it that way?
No. Who is going to... Were we going to book them both at the exact same time?
Why can't we just have one of them?
No, because they both wanted to be on the show, and it was like, I'm not going to pick which one.
They both wanted to be on?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I think that's cool, man.
We are like best friends. I mean,
yeah, they love Albuquerque, and they love this morning show. So I was like, heck yeah, man. I love both of you guys.
I love you, Luke. I love you, Joel.
Yeah, dude.
Hit after hit after hit.
Yeah, and I'm excited, man. Their film releases in theaters today. To mention, we have tickets to give away.
Oh,
yeah.
So the trailer to Priceless, it actually looks like a really good movie.
It does.
I was thinking, okay, we all know like the Christian film industry. It can be cheesy.
Yeah, it can.
And it doesn't seem to kind of live up to...
Sometimes a little brie, sometimes a little...
Yeah.
A little blue.
This looks like a really good
movie. This looks
fantastic. I'm probably going to cry.
Yeah. You are.
Gosh.
You are.
Especially when this song comes on. And he's holding the girl. He's saving the girl.
Yeah.
That got caught up in sex slavery, and he's saving all these women.
Dude, I'm telling you.
There's machine guns firing at him.
Joel, there's like nothing that guy can't do.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, you want me to act? Okay. And then you watch the trailer, and it's like, that dude is so awesome at everything. Uh-huh. I'm going to fight him the next time he comes to town. I think I'm going to tell him that today.
I'm going to fight.
Just an old-fashioned Mad Max Australian throwdown. That's what's going to happen.
And then he'd be like, pick your weapon, mate.
Yeah, and then you'd be intimidated.
Oh, gosh. Please save this for the interview. We're talking with Joel and Luke Smallbone today.
What would be your weapon? If he said,
weapon?
Pick your weapon, mate.
My hands.
I am and then he'd pull out a sword weapon. And stab you.
My whole body is a weapon. Like
what you need to do is get some of these rollerblade NJ5s, maybe in a size 9.5, so that I could use them. Tex, will you buy me these?
Gosh, those are
They're
expensive.
Aggressive. Street skating and aggressive skating is all about destruction and creation.
Yeah.
You go as hard as possible with the intent on doing something simply awesome. That's how I live my life.
I could buy those, but then I couldn't pay my HOA and water bill. So.
Let's talk about where our priorities are, and let's get me these skates.
Okay.
What do you say?
We'll talk about it later.
They've got an aggressive
I'm
going to
post the official movie trailer for Priceless at our Facebook.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, go watch it. And,
dude.
I think this is
just cry
this is one of these films, right, that you should take the whole family to? What's it rated?
Well, I mean, it's a film about, like, this dude stumbling upon this sex slavery, like, human trafficking business. And I don't know how intense it gets. Because unfortunately, we were all out, like, away, the morning show. They came here and they were like, Albuquerque, we love you guys, Calvary.
We love you so much.
We got a special screening for you for Priceless. And we're like, are you kidding? I remember, mad at Luke. Luke, you're in our town premiering your movie
Everybody here got to watch the
and
whole movie.
Literally everyone's here, but the morning show, because we were on, like, remote
we
somewhere.
We did get to get some candy, though.
Oh,
that was
nice. I was so mad. Mm-hmm. So everybody else said it was fantastic. However, I don't know if you want to take like a 10-year-old to it.
Well,
like,
I thought the conversation was after the movie that you should take the family because then you could talk that your kids can see what this industry's like. Like it's happening in our backyard. Sex slavery happens here in Albuquerque.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, they filmed this. Well, no,
they filmed it here.
They filmed the movie here?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I thought
Why
they just did the movie
does that
for you.
Keep happening? Oh, it's Taylor's.
I'm like, I was ringing the bell.
Yeah, that's what I kept thinking. I'm like, how? How are you doing? That's it's when, not even here.
That's when we get an email.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool.
Bing. Maybe we should leave it up.
We should leave it up. That's awesome.
Oh, we got an email.
We got something on the live line.
But that means I can't click on all these other websites.
That's true.
Like these rollerblading.
Keep it down.
Oh, man.
Wait. Oh, we just missed one.
Oh, okay, I'll keep it up.
Priceless official movie trailer. Posting it to our Facebook page. We have tickets to give away. Really excited. And if you happen to catch a screening, let us know. Because, we're going to talk to the guys today at 8:30 and 9 o'clock. So we can ask them, hey, can I take my 10-year-old?
Exactly. Oh, we got an email.
Got it.
We got a text.
No, I'm sorry. That was the roast I put in the oven. It is done.
No, somebody else just chimed in on the live line and said, speaking of awesome, thrice.
Yeah, and somebody else said, maybe you guys should buy Teo his rollerblades and make him wear only those for a whole week. Okay. In the grocery store, to the bank, to work, always wearing rollerblades.
He would own that. Like,
and I said, you buy him and I'll do it.
Yeah, he would. And he would own it. He would do it.
Who is this amateur texting me?
Oh, man.
Speaking of giving away those tickets, those movie passes, so you and maybe your family, I don't know, depending on how old they are, to see Priceless, we're going to give you a chance coming up before 7 o'clock. We're going to try to hook you guys up, somebody up every hour.
Okay.
And guess what we have this morning?
I'm so excited.
What?
I'm so excited. Frank and Toon is back!
Oh, no. Frank and Toon!
Oh,
Frank
no.
and Toon is
Frank
back!
All right.
Oh, man!
The Morning Invasion brings you Frank and Toon.
Excited.
Oh, man. People don't even know. Yeah, for those that weren't fans.
Tell them what that is.
Of
so
the
good.
Old Morning Edge. This was one of my favorite games you brought over, I will say.
Yep. Buck and Baxter used to make fun of me all
I
the time.
I love this one.
And listeners
I'm a fan.
Loved it. Listeners loved it. Buck and Baxter hated it. And, yeah, Frankenstein actually came into the studio a few days ago to record with me while you guys were out. Frankenstein actually came in.
Man, are
and
you
I recorded
kidding me?
Him.
Lie.
singing some of the hits. And I had my phone out, and I actually said, Frankenstein, just sing whatever you want.
Just do it, man.
And he did, and I recorded it. And so you guys have to call in and guess what song.
Just do it, Nike, man.
It's pretty easy. It's fun. It's great. We're going to do it before 7 o'clock. We'll do our first round of Frankentune coming up. Oh, to everyone who's hit their limit. Chance to see Priceless in theaters today. It's not over
yet. We got your tickets.
Luke and Joel will be on the show this morning. For King and Country. All right, when we come back, check the roads, headlines, and our first round of Frankentune. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
These claims are all fabricated. They're pure fiction and they're outright lies.
Donald Trump at a Florida rally calling claims of unwanted sexual advances by five women vicious slander and part of a smear campaign by what he calls the Clinton machine.
We already have substantial evidence to dispute these lies, and it will be made public in an appropriate way and at an appropriate time very soon.
Two of the accusers on the front page of the New York Times, Trump's attorneys demanding a retraction, the Times refusing and essentially saying, see you in court.
Ramping up for the holidays, Amazon says it'll hire an extra 120,000 seasonal workers.
President Obama among the many congratulating the surprise winner of a Nobel Prize, Bob Dylan.
High wind warning is still in place for Oregon's coast with gusts possible between 65 and 75 miles per hour.
Bermuda, meantime, getting hammered by Hurricane Nicole, which neared the British territory as a Category 3 storm right now, top sustained winds 115 miles per hour.
Welcome to the show.
Ah, yes.
636.
Yes. High today of 79 degrees.
How are the roads out there?
Traffic. Roads are looking good. We got a birthday request on the live line.
Oh, okay.
Can you wish me a happy birthday for tomorrow? Because I would like it from all three of you. My name is Lindsay.
Lindsay.
Happy birthday, Lindsay.
Hey, normally, Lindsay. People request birthday wishes for someone
traffic.
They love, not necessarily that person selfishly asking for their
Stop
own.
It.
I just don't think we can tell Lindsay happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Lindsay.
No, traffic. Stop it.
Today is the 288th day of the year. 104 years ago on this day in 1912, manly man Theodore Roosevelt, campaigning for the presidency, was shot in the chest in Milwaukee. Fortunately, the speech in his man breast pocket absorbed most of the bullet's impact.
Whoa,
so he was wow. able to go ahead and do his scheduled appearance. That's pretty hardcore right there.
That is totally hardcore.
62 years ago on this day, in 1954, the Ten Commandments began filming in Egypt.
Wow.
Director Cecil B. DeMille.
Yeah.
Used a cast of over 25,000 people for the film.
I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. DeMille.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How old is Stacey Keibler? She is a former WWE
yeah.
superstar, and she was on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yeah. She also dated George Clooney.
40.
37.
Hey!
Usher.
Followers thinking Keibler.
How old is Usher?
Let's see. Usher,
40,
I believe is the way it's supposed to be pronounced, is 39.
I said 40. I'm doing a dramatic pause.
Gosh. Oh, gosh.
38.
Ah!
Thomas Dolby.
Dolby Digital?
He believed in science.
She blinded me with science.
He is
73.
59.
58.
Ah!
And our last one here, how old is Ralph Lauren, the fashion designer?
Oh, man, I loved him in The Karate Kid.
No.
69.
73. 77 today.
Oh.
Gosh, getting old out there, Lauren. Getting old.
Oh, we just got somebody on the live line saying, hey, today is not my birthday, but can you wish me a happy birthday anyway?
No.
They didn't leave their name.
Well, then no.
Amateur.
Sorry, guys. One birthday request. Morning.
Happy birthday, Lindsay.
That's not true, man. I know. We give people birthday requests.
Happy birthday, Lindsay.
Coming up right after the news, a chance to win movie passes to see Priceless.
Speaking of movies, new in theaters this weekend.
Let me get over.
Let's start with Priceless.
Yeah. Oh, so
where's that clip? Where's the trailer here, Dad?
I see you dressed in white. Oh, man, check the thing out.
Let's watch the trailer. Oh,
we're really doing this.
We're going to be giving tickets away to this movie in just a few moments.
Why are we watching the trailer? It's just...
We're all on a journey.
That's Joel, man.
It seems somewhere along the way I took a wrong turn.
Oh, man!
So many regrets. So many mistakes.
I don't want to stay with you, Daddy.
Joel's so cool.
And I never even saw it coming.
No, you didn't. He's got a pretty great American accent.
He's going to open up Good the back actor. Of a truck here. Oh, what's in the back here?
What's in the bag?
What are you hauling?
Nothing really.
No, why would you have to go through all that?
Is that Champ Kind?
Yeah. I just for once wanted to do the right thing.
We want to thank you for helping us.
You
want to
be here.
I want to be a singer.
Guys, I'm telling you, this is the movie to watch this week.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to cry
this
again.
This is the movie to watch.
All right,
we got passes. Oh.
It's rated PG-13. A guy tries to earn some quick cash by driving a rental truck across the country, no questions asked. And then he finds two women locked in the back of his truck.
Wow.
Realizes he's in a trafficking situation.
Yeah, we're going to have Joel from... Yeah, the guy in the movie, the main actor.
The main actor. No, from the guy.
And he's going to be on the show.
His brother, who's not in the movie, right?
Right.
No.
But he's there. Yeah, we'll give away tickets soon. Also, another movie opening this weekend, Max Steel!
Have you guys seen the trailer to this?
No!
Let's watch it. Okay. Let's watch it.
I was going to say, my kids actually want to see it.
It looks good.
A teenager becomes a superhero after merging with a techno-organic alien!
It looks like a movie my kids would want to see.
Fresh start.
Fresh start number 9.
No more moving around.
I promise.
And we have a new student, Mr. McGrath. Max McGrath. You're not Jim McGrath's son, are you?
Yes, he is!
Why does everybody in this town know more about Dad than I do?
It's because he was from there,
You knew
Max.
My dad. I need to know about his work.
Your father was working to find a way to harness energy beyond anything that mankind has ever attempted. He was right on the edge of a breakthrough.
What's happening to me?
Max?
Ah! No, stay back!
My name is Steel.
What? You speak English.
Max!
My mom is coming.
Is my mom dangerous?
Why did they not get Pee-wee Herman's voice for that?
I don't know. It would have been just like Flight of the Navigator.
I know!
Compliance.
This actually looks really good.
Dex, it doesn't look good.
It looks so bad.
It does not.
It looks so bad. And my kids were like, oh, man, this looks good. And then I'm like, I'm going to show you a trailer to a movie that I don't necessarily want to see, but you're going to want to see.
Look at his
suit.
So
I'm going to take you to it. And then showed them the Power Rangers trailer, and they forgot all about Max Steel.
Power Rangers.
All right, we'll see. We'll see.
This it doesn't like look terrible. Movie. It just looks very, maybe Flight of the Navigator-like.
Well, it's based on a toy line that Mattel released in 1997.
I thought Taylor Lautner was in it.
He was supposed to be, I think.
And okay.
Then I think it got delayed, and then Taylor Lautner, what happened there? Hmm. You know? Who knows?
All right.
There's actually a series on Disney XD right now, Max Steel. So those are two of the new movies releasing this weekend. You can't exactly take your kids to see The Girl on the Train, but
very true.
You can take them to see Priceless, which, again, limited release, PG-13. We're giving away tickets later today.
I see you dressed in white. Everyone made right.
Okay. We have a clip from a scary moment. It is October. We're building towards Halloween. And there's a bunch of weirdos dressing up like clowns outside. And a creepy clown chased a 10-year-old, this father says. This isn't the clip.
Sorry, wrong clip. That was my clown shoes remix.
What
my bad, guys.
And he was scared. I mean, my son was scared. He was shaking. He couldn't stop crying.
Right as the sun began to set Wednesday night, two young boys were walking back to their homes when...
My son started coming back down the street, and he seen a clown pop up from behind the car and started chasing him. This clown had a knife. I mean, my son's 10 years old.
What's even more bizarre, his son told him there was another clown taking pictures during the whole prank.
What? He said, well, I seen the flash every time I was looking back. I seen a flash. So they were taking pictures of my kid. You know, he's 10 years old. You don't take pictures of my kid, and you don't chase my kid, period.
As you can imagine, he says neighbors are shaken up. They don't know why someone would want to chase after children right in front of their homes.
Right now, you know, they're the predators going after their prey, but when you mess with the person's kid, they become the prey.
Uh-oh.
And they don't realize that they're going to get themselves hurt going after kids like that.
Would you quit playing that squeaky shoe thing?
Those are clown shoes.
So, where was that?
Here.
That was here?
That was here.
Oh, I feel sorry for those guys.
It was on the west side, Steve-O's neighborhood.
Dude, as soon as those idiots, as soon as they get figured out, they're done for.
Yeah, that guy, that dad's not messing around.
He is not messing around.
You mess with the best, you die like the rest.
Okay.
That's what he said in that clip.
Like a, sounded like a slogan of some sort. Speaking of clowns, the Clown Lives Matter March that was supposed to happen in Arizona this Saturday has been canceled because the organizers were receiving death threats.
Oh, gosh.
Watch out, clowns. Yeah. Why did you make this?
Oh, yeah. Oh, come on.
I don't know. Some clown emailed me and said, hey, can you do something with the, you know,
with
he recorded himself,
cheese?
You know, running around. And so I said, ah, okay.
Wait, what was he doing when he was running around? Was he chasing kids?
He didn't say. He didn't
Dex.
Say. So he sent me this right here, and I made it into a remix.
Wait a second. Check the caller ID. That's Steve-O's number.
What?
Huh? What? Huh?
Okay.
Hey, Steve-O, what do you do in your downtime? Maybe some clowning around?
No. Okay. Stop it. It's not funny, man.
They say
there's
this,
children involved. That's
they say the squeaky
stuff.
Shoes get the grease.
Nobody says that.
A 911 operator in Houston, Texas is facing charges for hanging up on thousands of callers over the past 2 years, and we have a clip.
She was gasping, and I could feel her heart beating out of her chest, but I couldn't get a pulse. The 911 operator answered the phone, and she said, this is Krishanda. May I help you? I said, yes, my wife's passed out. I need an ambulance. She said, okay, and she hangs up on me.
I was furious because he didn't tell me because I would have gotten from my hospital bed and gone to 911 to find out who did that to me.
What did he say, Tao?
He needed an ambulance.
Ambulance? He needed an ambulance.
Dex, this is a serious... Play it again, just to make sure.
She was gasping, and I could feel her heart beating out of her chest, but I couldn't get a pulse. The 911 operator answered the phone, and she said, this is Krishanda. May I help you? I said, yes, my wife's passed out. I need an ambulance.
Stop making me laugh, jerk.
Wow. I need an ambulance.
Although that laugh did clear my sinuses out a little bit. I'm kind of happy about it. An off-duty cop in Montana found a toddler walking down the street last Sunday while it was, you know, 39 degrees outside.
Cold there now. It's snowing.
Then he identified himself as a cop when the kid's 19-year-old father showed up. But for some reason, that guy punched him in the face and got arrested for assault.
Wow.
What?
Well, maybe the dad thought the cop was going to steal his kid.
Maybe the dad thought, oh no, I'm in trouble now.
So
trying to punch
the cop in the face.
Well, he's 19 years old and obviously an idiot. He let his toddler walk around in 39-degree weather.
That's true.
Yesterday, Dex teased a story that we never got to.
Mm.
It's why you struggle to drink as much water as you are supposed to. Steve-O.
What?
Why do you have so much, just a difficult time drinking water?
I drink water!
Where's your water bottle?
I left it at home.
Oh, okay.
Gym clothes? They in the car?
No, remember, I have to go pick up children today. I have to go to the gym.
Tell us why we struggle to drink as much
water. It's
been
drilled into your heads and your hearts that you need to take down at least 64 ounces of water a day. That's 8 glasses of water. 8. or you will die or something. But you're not the only one that struggles to choke down that much water, man. It ain't easy on nobody. According to a new study out of Steve-O's favorite place, Australia, our body has a swallowing mechanism that shuts down when your body doesn't need any more water. It just shuts down. It's
weird.
Over. Weird. So if you're not thirsty, but you try to drink water, you basically have to force your body to drink it. The researchers say that this is actually your body telling you that there's no right amount of water to drink, and you really should just drink it when you're thirsty.
Is that because we could die if we drink too much water? If we didn't have that mechanism?
I don't know. Probably.
Get like waterlogged or something?
I mean, usually your body will tell you when you've had too much of something.
Mm-hmm.
It's just your human brain says, no, man, I got this.
Yeah.
J.K. Rowling has confirmed that the upcoming Harry Potter spinoff movies, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, it won't just be three movies. No, no, no. It's going to be five
movies.
The first one comes out November 18th. At Comic-Con, we got to see the costumes.
Did you?
They were set up in glass booths.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited for this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So am I. NBC is developing a new singing competition. It's called The Stream. And it won't have judges. Nope. Instead, the singer's success or failure will depend on how clips of their performances do on the internet.
See, I like that. That's
will
cool.
you be an island in the stream? We'll find out.
I bet you they're going to get Ryan Seacrest to host it. He's looking for a gig right now.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
Well, he got fired from American Idol because, you know, show's done.
Show is over.
OV, dog.
Yeah.
Bob Dylan just won the 2016 Nobel Prize for Literature. Some people say he shouldn't have gotten it because songwriting isn't literature, but others say it's well-deserved. Dylan hasn't commented. In honor of Bob Dylan winning the Nobel Prize, we present Bob Dylan Theater.
In honor of Bob Dylan winning the Nobel Prize, we present
Dex.
Bob Dylan Theater.
Come
Bob
on,
Dylan
man.
Performs famous quotes. Taxi Driver.
Are you talking to me?
Okay.
I'm the only one here. Who do you think you're talking to?
Goodfellas.
I'm funny, huh? I'm in funny like I'm a clown. I'm easy. I make you laugh. Tell me what's funny.
The Godfather.
I'm gonna make him an offer. He can't refuse.
This has been Bob Dylan Theater. Join us next time when Keith Richards and Ozzy Osbourne recite the poems of Robert Frost.
All right. We have to get into the game now. We have to.
Oh, man.
We have passes for you guys to go and watch the new movie today. It's called Priceless.
Oh, man.
And we're excited because we have Luke and Joel going to be on the show for King and Country.
Forky.
And Joel, he's the main actor in Priceless. So, we're going to talk to him later around 9 o'clock. But right now, phone line's open at 338-3700. If you would like to try to win some of these passes to see Priceless, 338-3700.
Call now.
We only have time for one round.
Call now.
Of my favorite game in the world.
The Morning Invasion brings you Frankentune.
Yeah! Oh! So excited.
Call now.
Man.
338-3700.
Gotta let that delay kick in.
Yeah.
But Frankenstein stopped by the studio a few days ago, and I happened to record him singing the hits.
Call now.
And so what's going to happen is you have to identify.
Confirming tonight.
What is that?
That's your thing. I have the thing up because of the text message.
Nobody's texting us anymore. Oh, we're getting a call though. This is Tim.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, how are you?
Hello, Tim.
What? Really well. Thanks.
That's right.
Wow, that was great,
Mr. Gallagher. How you doing,
Gallagher?
Why not?
Is this a party line?
Party line!
Of course this is a party line. Are you ready to try to win these passes to see Priceless, the movie?
I'd love to see that.
Okay, here's how it's going to work. First, you have to pick either Steve-O to Tao
man,
to play.
Oh, man, don't
for
do
you.
This. Why can't they have to do it?
Well, because they usually can't hear it.
They can
the
hear it just can, fine.
Do you want to try it?
Yeah.
All right, we'll try the first round. We'll see. We'll see if it works. But if not, then we're going to have you pick either Steve-O or Tao.
Because
last time we did it, it was all muffled and they couldn't understand.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, wait a minute. Now, why can't I just pick Dex? I mean,
because I know the answer.
Tim. He knows the answer.
Calm down, this is his game. Yeah, I can't.
It'd be like trying to pick Alex Trebek to play Jeopardy
exactly.
for you.
To play Jeopardy,
it doesn't work, man.
All right, so Frankenstein,
okay.
He was singing some classic Halloween hits.
No, he was not.
Okay?
Yeah, he was.
You have to guess the song that he was singing, okay? Super easy.
Frankenstein.
Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay, here we go. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard it. I just don't believe it.
You know what?
I know what it was. It was
Talk to me.
It was Priceless. He was singing Priceless.
Oh gosh! Now it wasn't Priceless.
Singing Priceless.
No.
I have no idea what that
you have
was.
No, Steve-O, you don't know what it was?
No. Play it again. Play it again. I know what it was.
You really know what it was?
Are you kidding me?
All right, you know what? If Tao can guess this, you win the passes to see Priceless. What is it?
Thriller.
Come on, Tao.
Thriller?
Thriller.
What was it,
Tao? Oh, my gosh.
Thriller.
It was Thriller. Oh, my gosh.
Dude, Frankenstein nailed that. Yeah!
Thriller.
Good job. All right, we're going to give you passes, buddy, all right?
Oh, my gosh. Hang on the line. That was so stupid.
What?
Uh-oh.
You better watch it. Frankenstein's going to come after you.
Frankenstein's not coming after
me. Will.
Frankenstein's going to come after me. He's going to get you.
All right, another chance to win. Passes to see Priceless, the movie.
That was so
coming up
stupid.
Next hour. Hey, we got Luke and Joel from Four King and Country going to be on the show.
My 10-year-old texted in the correct answer.
Yeah.
Luke.
See?
Shout out to Luke.
Good job, Luke.
Gosh, I am terrible at this game.
All right, we'll be right back.
Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
I'm psyching myself up. Ah!
Ah! The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Oh, it's so cold outside, and I'm loving it.
Yeah.
7-Eleven. Good morning.
Good morning. High today of 79 degrees.
Traffic. Let's take a look at traffic, ho. My, oh my, do we have a lot going on this morning construction-wise all around the city. Lane changes, lane shifts, lanes closed. The whole shebang. You guys be careful. Also an accident, Unser Boulevard at Blue Water Road. There's a water road here? It's great. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Coming up this morning, 8:30, we have Luke from this band right here. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
The computer has been doing this to me.
Bet.
It's not me.
I bet.
This isn't me. It's the computer.
Everyone's hit their limit.
Hit this button
it's
here.
It's not over yet.
From this band right here. There it is.
It's not over yet.
Four King and Country. Luke.
I need a check.
And then at 9 a.m., 30 minutes later, his brother Joel will be joining us on the show. He is the star of the movie Priceless in theaters today. Another round of Frankentune on the way. Man, first round of Frankentune was great.
Yeah.
Frankentune.
Haven't played it since 2014.
Dang, dude.
It's been 2 years since I played that game.
Yeah.
People love it. give you guys another shot at those tickets coming up.
I love you, Dex, and I love you, Steve-O.
I love you too, buddy.
We're going to talk about a pastor at a church in Las Vegas who got a tattoo while he was given a series this week.
He got the tattoo while he was preaching? Mm-hmm. What a dumb move.
Interesting.
How did you focus? He was like, nee.
Dude, for real, right?
That's what they talked about in the article is how he struggled.
Was he like, I'm relying on the Spirit right now?
He struggled while he was given the sermon. Well, I guess it was he did it. I don't know how many services he did.
Sounds like he was on the front seat of the struggle bus.
What?
That's a me and Joe Hawk thing.
Oh, struggle man.
Bus city.
I don't know.
Lane shift.
Are we going to talk about this now or coming up?
If you want to talk about it now or if you want to read the article and then we'll talk about it.
That's
because great. I have audio of Corey Feldman who is back on the Today
Show. Oh my gosh,
Show.
I watched it yesterday.
Did you?
Yes, I did. Good grief.
Of course, the Today Show is capitalizing on the fact that when Corey Feldman was on the first time, it was the most watched video that the Today Show has ever done. And so, of course, they asked Corey Feldman to come back and perform a new song. And some people were a little upset because during the performance, he was waving around an American flag and he just dropped it on the ground.
Yeah. I knew he was going to get messed for that. I knew it.
So,
a friend of mine who actually helped, he's an investor of mine. His name is Brian McMullen. And he was on the phone with me. I was all depressed and I was crying. And he said, think of it this way. When Kiss first started, when Eminem first started, when Nirvana first started, they all got hate. People were turning them off at the radio stations. People were walking off the dance floor at the clubs because it didn't make sense to them at that time. But those all became amazing legends.
Right.
So just think of it that way. And that really turned it around for me because I'm like, you know what? You're right. A lot of people get hate in the beginning because we're doing something new. It hasn't been done before, but it's all about innovation and being an artist, and we can't be afraid to share our art.
There you go.
Beautiful.
But really?
It's art, Steve-O. It's art.
Have you guys heard that song, though?
Have you heard the new one?
You haven't heard the new one yet?
No, I apologize.
Well, then genuinely, it's new to you.
Okay. The new song from Corey Feldman and the Angels is called Take a Stand.
Right now, we need peace right now.
Wait.
Get up off the ground and take a stand.
Right now.
Take a stand.
Right now.
Take my hand.
Right now.
Right now.
Just take a stand. Get up off the ground.
Right now.
Wait, bass come back in.
Right now.
Bass solo.
But there's, what is new about that? What's innovative about that?
You've never heard it before.
But I mean, okay.
Yeah, right after the song, after he had dropped the American flag, Tamron Hall from NBC's Today
Show.
She
walks up, she picks it up and hands it to him real quick. She's like, come on, buddy.
Yeah, he can't do that.
Wait, American flag. Yeah.
He can't do that.
He picked it up during part of the song and he waves it and then he just kind of went toss and then he went back to singing. And it totally, as soon as he did it, I was like, oh, he ruined it.
Yeah.
And then the host lady who he's talking about walks up and picks it up and just immediately hands it back to him.
Good.
Good morning.
Hey, did I win?
You hang up on yourself,
yeah,
Bill.
Yeah,
you
did, Bill. Your dad.
I didn't hang up on myself. I know you guys
I didn't speak no English.
What are you doing, Bill Peterson?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great, man.
doing well, buddy. Doing well.
Hey, you know, back just before Balloon Fiesta, you know how I wrecked it by talking about being safe and everything?
Living in the past, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, okay. I'd like to wreck Star Wars.
Oh, no, don't do that to me.
Bill, what's wrong with you?
Don't, no.
Seriously, so there's this movie called Rouge One coming out?
Okay. It's Rogue One.
Oh, I love it. Rouge One.
It's Rouge because one of them airplanes has the red on the tail, right?
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
All right, anyways. Anyways, oh, I have a serious question about it. Other than the fact that Rogue One is really the British Empire because everybody has a British accent.
And because it looks phenomenal. Go ahead.
Okay. And that's my question. How did you feel after you watched the trailer?
I saw the trailer and then I said, is that going to be the best Star Wars movie I'll ever see? And then I showed my kids last night and thought, yeah, that might be the best Star Wars movie I'll ever see.
I'm excited about it.
It looked great. I can't tell you how excited I am about this movie.
Okay. Compared to last year,
yeah,
when you saw Episode 7,
I didn't have the same feelings. I didn't have the same... When I saw the first trailer for Episode 7, I got like...
Millennium
crazy,
Falcon.
Yeah, like crazy feelings. Like so many emotions. Couldn't control it. I was very happy. Mm-hmm.
But I gotta say, man, differently for me, like I had those feels for Episode 7, and I'm definitely not taking anything away from Episode 7. It was phenomenal, and I lost my mind. But seeing this and knowing the story of this, I'm way more excited about what could potentially happen here because it's within the canon and Darth Vader. And did I mention Darth Vader? And that was it for me. That was it. So for me...
That's true. Dude, we know that because many Bothans gave their lives to bring us this information. But
yes, that was Return of the Jedi.
Here's my issue, and I like to ruin things.
Different mission. Oh, we know. I see it on Facebook. Ruin it every day.
You guys love my posts. I know that.
I do.
Anyway,
I love it.
Here's the thing. We know that Disney is the machine when it pumps out movies. I mean, Marvel, look at it. I mean,
booyah. Yeah, dude, Warner Brothers.
One or two a year.
Warner Brothers just
Star
announced
Wars,
like a ton of...
Star Wars yeah, is on a different level than Marvel, in my opinion.
Mm.
Okay? Now, think about this. It was so exciting last year to see Episode 7. In fact, I did a blackout on Facebook, so I wouldn't know anything walking into the theater.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, Disney's going to pump out Star Wars annually.
Every year. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It changes it. It makes it... how do I put it? It's... I don't know. I waited for so long for the first three episodes to come out after the 4, 5, and 6 came out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was like 18 when New Hope came out.
Wow.
And then I had to wait, 20 years for the next three.
Right.
Okay?
So you're saying we should wait
horrible.
Another 20?
And then we had to wait again for Episode 7. But now they're going to be pumping them out like a machine annually. Mm-hmm. And in my opinion, does it cheapen Star Wars?
No.
I don't think so.
And here's why. Phenomenal storytelling, creative, everything. And you got to remember, back then, George Lucas in charge was doing everything meticulously and wouldn't allow for others to be involved necessarily until like Lawrence Kasdan and other people got involved. But it was all this one dude mastermind trying to produce everything. And it took a lot longer because of technology limitations and everything, which he would admit because then he released special editions because it was like, that wasn't even the story I wanted to tell. And here's the story I wanted to tell with special features and extra stuff. I just had to wait for technology to catch up. Now we're at a place in our culture that we can tell these magnificent stories and they can be more cohesive in regards to storytelling, in regards to what you see on the screen because of the technology we have in front of us. So I don't think it limits anything because we are getting phenomenal stories. And so, I mean, come on.
Bill?
Okay. That's great. Anyways, what I'm thinking...
No, Don't you belittle that. I'm right. You waited 20 years for Episode 1, and it was awful. It was terrible, and George Lucas did that all on his lonesome. So now you have people like us who absolutely loved Star Wars growing up and who want to share these stories, like the one we're getting with Rogue One. Who isn't intrigued by the idea of this little band of rebels going in to steal the plans for the Death Star? And my mind exploded yesterday when I saw the trailer and realized why she cares so greatly about this, because her father was the engineer who built the Death Star. That is awesome. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? Bill, I lost my mind.
No. Bill? No, I'm not kidding you. I hope Bill. Jar Jar's in this one.
Oh, my God.
Could be.
Bill? Okay. Hey, Dex. Bill? I love this man. Will you please
Before
hang
we
up?
Hang up, Darth no, Vader just... has something to say to you. Okay. Hold on.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
Okay. Yes!
Hang up on yourself. Goodbye, Bill.
Yes!
Okay, I love you guys. Bye.
Bye. Oh, hey. Yeah. Imperial March.
Yeah. Him and Frankenstein are
good old Frank.
Friends.
Great friends.
Mm-hmm.
Am I crazy in this?
No, I agree with you
100%.
I understand what Bill is saying as
well. Yeah, but
well
you're a consumer fan. I don't listen
no,
to you. I'm talking
on,
to
hold
Matt.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. He's saying, you know, I can't remember what it was. You were saying the same thing that Bill was saying about a movie, a series that came out. You were scared that it was going to cheapen them pumping it out every year.
Yeah.
It could. I mean,
yeah,
it
of course
could.
It could. Well, I look at it this way. It's like he's zoning in specifically on, you know, this series of movies as being a machine. But here's the fact of the matter is movies in general are a machine. So wouldn't you rather go see a movie that you know you'll enjoy every year?
I'm stoked, man.
Yep.
I am stoked.
It's so
because
good.
I wasn't, you know, I think we come from a different place because we're not ancient. You know what I mean? Like, I remember Empire,
what?
And I remember better Jedi as a little kid.
Mm.
But for our generation, Lord of the Rings really was that giant epic, and we got those every year. Every year, we got the next installment of Lord of the Rings. And that is one of the greatest trilogies ever. And so I don't think it's like cheapening it or getting spoiled by it.
No.
As long as
the stories make sense.
Yes.
But that's the challenge, I think. And
yes.
I think so far Disney's got a pretty good track record.
Yeah.
Good.
And even Warner Brothers. I mean, we just talked about how the Harry Potter series, you know, they're going to pump out
that
five
did
new
make
movies.
Me a little nervous.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Because they're not... Well, here's the difference there. And I realize it's the same as Star Wars, but they're basing it on this little short that she told, and they're going to... Like the, I will say
this is the same thing.
Yeah, but
because Rogue One is based literally on a line.
Yeah,
you know.
But I will say The Hobbit was not great.
Well, that's their fault for trying to
because they extended it because originally Harry Potter was like, hey, we're going to do three new movies, and it was like, oh, cool, that'll be fun. Oh, now we're extending it to five, and it was like, ooh, I guess they didn't see The Hobbit.
Well, but by the same thing, then we should be worried about Star Wars because Disney has straight up said indefinitely.
Yeah, but I like that Rogue One's a standalone. You know what I mean? It's like, nah, man, this is like Zero Dark Thirty. This is the story of this little band of rebels going in to steal the plans of the ultimate weapon of destruction to help save the galaxy. I'm in.
Someone on the live line asks, do you guys watch Star Wars Rebels on Disney?
I don't,
man. Yep, sorry.
Okay.
I don't.
Well, we got to take a break.
Oh, are you putting us on hold?
Bill did.
Bill's mad at my ancient comment. I'm not talking about him necessarily.
Well, before we go to break, let's listen one more time.
No!
We'll have Corey take us out. When we come back, a pastor at a church in Las Vegas got a tattoo while he was given a series of sermons this week. Also, a man dressed as Batman is chasing off those killer clowns.
Get him!
Just get up. It's coming up. The ground and
take a stand. Take a stand. The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
Oh, it's got to be good.
What?
Tell me.
No, nothing.
Tell me.
There's nothing to tell.
Tell me.
There's
just
nothing
tell
to tell.
Tell.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
These claims are all fabricated. They're pure fiction and they're outright lies.
Donald Trump at a Florida rally calling claims of unwanted sexual advances by five women vicious slander and part of a smear campaign by what he calls the Clinton machine.
We already have substantial evidence to dispute these lies, and it will be made public in an appropriate way and at an appropriate time very soon.
Two of the accusers on the front page of the New York Times, Trump's attorneys demanding a retraction, the Times refusing and essentially saying, see you in court.
Ramping up for the holidays, Amazon says it'll hire an extra 120,000 seasonal workers.
President Obama among the many congratulating the surprise winner of a Nobel Prize, Bob Dylan.
High wind warning is still in place for Oregon's coast with gusts possible between 65 and 75 miles per hour.
Bermuda, meantime, getting hammered by Hurricane Nicole, which neared the British territory as a Category 3 storm right now. Top sustained winds, 115 miles per hour.
7:38, good morning.
High today of 79 degrees.
How are the roads out there, Tails?
Traffic! Let's take a look! Still seeing a... There's so many road construction things. It's just lighting this map up. Also, we have an accident. Unser Boulevard at Blue Water Road. Looks like that's the only accident showing up right now. That's your look at traffic.
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B. For more information, check out BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Sweet B!
Luke and Joel will be on the show this morning. For King and Country. And Joel's starring in a new movie called Priceless, which is out in theaters today. And we have Frank and Tune back on the show,
yes,
coming
dude.
Up before the end of the hour. Frank and Tune, something I did on my old radio show, and people loved it. I mean, that was the reason why we had the ratings we did for so long, was because of the game Frank and Tune.
But,
when I first started working here, people were so excited that I was back on the air. The only thing that they would talk about is, oh, I can't wait for Halloween.
Cheaters Hotel.
Oh. When Frankentune comes
out. Yeah, Frankentune, yes.
You saw the magic that happened. We played our first round.
Hey, I always loved Frankentune. I always cracked up.
You're a fan,
up.
See?
I'm a fan.
You're a fan.
I love Frankenstein. 1932, Boris Karloff.
Mm-hmm. I know Frankenstein. I could probably get you an autograph.
Okay.
He's my buddy. All right, but before we jump into the game, for your chance to win those tickets, those movie passes to see Priceless.
I apologize. It was 1931, and now I'm mad at myself.
Okay. There's a pastor at a church in Las Vegas who apparently got a tattoo while he was given a series. Steve-O?
Yeah, okay. I was a little skeptical at first because you said that, and I'm like,
what?
Yeah, pastor getting a tattoo on stage, and I immediately thought, was he just trying to get like a free tattoo? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Just over the course of my message, I'm going to be getting a tattoo because my schedule's busy, you know? Like, but I read the article, and let's be real, different pastors employ different illustrations all the time. So I refuse to judge, but we're going to share the story. Feel free to chime in. Las Vegas pastor, he got a tattoo during his sermons over the weekend to teach about faith and change. So he's the Verve Church pastor, Vince Antonucci. He embarked on a month-long teaching series called Tattooed that kicked off September 18th. And on the finale, if you will, he decided to add pain to get his point across by getting a real tattoo during a series of sermons this last Sunday and Monday. He says the goal was to really like present this illustration as something that people will never forget. He said throughout life, everyone has been tattooed by a variety of setbacks, whether it's financial, verbal, physical. He said one of the identical services last weekend that these marks are lasting and they shape a person's life and identity much like a tattoo. In his own life, it started at birth. His dad was actually wanted by the law in Miami.
Wow.
So he had to register under an assumed name when he was born in 1970. And that kind of set him up with this angry, bitter persona because his dad was crazy, you know, wanted by the law. He wasn't a nice man. He was emotionally abusive. He was repeatedly told that he was stupid, that he was bad, that he was worthless by his father. And he said, quote, he would tattoo me with questions like, how could you be so dumb? What is wrong with you? Why are you totally worthless? And he would make statements like, you've got a real problem. You are really stupid.
Wow.
They left me feeling like my identity was stupid, bad, and worthless. The damage of verbal abuse had other effects, too. He said over the years, his identity drove his behavior, like it does for everyone. So he lived out that identity, or did everything in his power to prove it wrong. He said he tried to make his identity the opposite. So he strived to be seen as smart and to be worth something. But change was hard. So his point was, in order to get your new tattoo, your new ID, you first have to remove the old. He had lived so long thinking of himself in a negative way, he didn't know how to not think of himself that way because he didn't realize that there was a God that loved him. So during the entire sermon series, this last Sunday and Monday, he was getting tattooed during the messages, and his forearm now reads, "The one Jesus loves." He said, "Your true identity is that you're the one Jesus loves. When I put my faith in Jesus, I became a different person." And, man, so many people, I guess, resonated with that message that it kind of hit Facebook. And of course, now we learned about it. And, he's seen real change in the course of the last few days in his congregation because people have just taken to the idea that, that we can change, that we are loved, that regardless of how we grew up, what our identity was in before, there's a God who loves us.
I like the message.
He said it wasn't easy for him because he doesn't have tattoos, but he truly, I mean,
this was his
he
first
believed
tattoo?
That God, yeah, wow. God, you know, put this on him and he wanted. He wanted to put his money where his mouth is. He's not. He doesn't look. He's not a young looking man.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Silver hair and. So he was born in 1970, 1999. Yeah. So I mean, he's not
probably
almost
40s.
Yeah, 40s, late 40s. He said it was not a fun experience. It hurt and felt like getting a shot from the doctor, and then the doctor proceeded to move the needle around on your skin. But getting the message across was what mattered most to him. The entire experience was worth every bit of pain if some came to Jesus.
Well, it's, if you're listening to this, text in or call us. You can text in at 585-LIVE, or you can call us at 338-3700. We'd like to know what you think.
It's an interesting illustration.
Doing this, yeah. It is.
And, you know?
Because my first thought before I had read the article was...
publicity stunt.
Yeah. Come on. Do you really have to get a tattoo? Because can't you just get a henna tattoo?
Okay.
I mean, it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, it's just because you have a bunch of henna tattoos.
Yeah, but I think...
it's super easy to get them off if you need to. And
in that regard, though, I believe, like what you're just saying, it's easy to remove that. And what he was trying to point out is the fact that once you find your identity in Christ, that doesn't have to go away. Mm-hmm. He tattooed his arm with "the one Jesus loves" because it is permanent. That doesn't change. Mm-hmm. God's love for us will never change. Mm-hmm. And so I understand what he was trying to do. I just don't know how that would fly in other places. You know, this was Las Vegas, Nevada. So, he said it took some serious planning, though. There was a big deal. In fact, the health department had to come and inspect the building and give special permission to even have the tattoo given on stage. Which is good. I'm glad they did that. They went through proper channels for that because it did sound very unsanitary. But health department was involved, and it was good. I don't know.
I remember back in the day when the tattoo artists could come into the radio station and give tattoos on the air. In fact,
I got
my very first tattoo on the
radio station. Are you serious? How did you even speak? Because I feel like I just get dumb. Like this last one, Erickson was tattooing my Magneto tattoo, and he was talking to me about comics and everything. I'd be like, yeah, I like turtles. Yeah. Ninja turtles. Yeah.
Well, I like turtles.
Back when started doing mornings, we didn't really talk. It wasn't a talk show.
Okay.
So it was a lot of music. And I wasn't the one running the show either. I was kind of the guy who did the traffic and barely talked.
Dude, you're like me.
What?
Huh? It's like me, man. That's great.
Do you want a tattoo?
Sure. You're the special sauce, man.
And I got it on my shoulder. And for me, it really didn't hurt, you know, all that much. Because the tattoo artist that did it, he light hand.
Right.
So my first experience.
So much meat on your shoulder.
I got a lot of muscle on.
Somebody on the live line said, wow, that's a great message. I feel limited by my past, too. I needed to hear this message of love and acceptance.
That's good.
You know, this last week, actually.
I'm sorry I talked so much.
Pastor Skip's doing a series called Crash and Burn, and this last weekend was Adam and Eve. And I actually, a few months back, sat in a studio and shared my testimony, and it was used as the opening illustration, and that was essentially it, your identity, because my identity was always consumed by the fact that my dad died when I was six, and I didn't have that, like, family structure. And in every movie, it was like the mom and the dad, and the, you know what I mean? And then being told that God was your heavenly father, so you didn't really need an earthly father. It was really difficult. You definitely don't have to play that right now.
Can I please?
No, dude.
Oh, man, you had long hair when you did that.
Shut up. Yeah, that's because it was a long time ago.
Beautiful, beautiful hair.
Okay, but look at the impact that it had at church.
Yeah, that's true. Kevin, but I mean, our boy Peter, he stopped us earlier and said, hey, Steve-O, thanks.
Yeah, everybody's been saying, I haven't seen it yet.
I didn't know what was happening. All of a sudden, Saturday, we were in New York, and my phone just, like, blew up. And it was different people who were at services last Saturday, and it was like, dude, thanks for making me cry. And I'm like, I don't know what's happening. And then I realized, oh, right. This is the interview, so I was pretty excited.
Can we listen to it?
No,
stop
dude.
It. This is perfect. It goes right
How
into what we're talking about.
How about we just put it on our Facebook page?
Are
for
you kidding? This is perfect. It's your testimony, your story.
Yeah, but it's also that was like a 2-hour interview.
Yeah, and it's only 4 minutes
that
long.
They edited. Right, I was going to say
that's,
into a four
that's
minute.
Easy. We can get through that.
Let's hear it.
We're doing this, Steve-O. So
it's your show, man.
I think this is great. I mean, people have been buzzing about this testimony.
Which, by the way, speaking of, people are chiming in on this pastor getting a tattoo. Somebody said, at first I thought it was weird and inappropriate, but hearing about it, the pastor made a wonderful point, and I think that is awesome. Santa Fe chimed in and said, I think this is an incredible demonstration and one that many will relate to who already have tattoos on their body that signify things that they've been through. Interesting.
So what we'll do, we'll wait till the next break. How about that? So we'll post the testimony up on our Facebook page. But, you know, if you don't have that or you can't get to the Facebook page, a little after 8 o'clock when we come back, we'll share that video.
But we don't have to.
We will. Because I think your story is, it's amazing how
everybody's got a story.
Everybody's got a story. But your story, I think, it's different than most.
Yeah, I mean,
most haven't had their father die when they're little, and the story of your father is a Breaking Bad type story.
Now we got people on the live line going, please play it. Oh, dude, now you gotta play it.
Gotta play it.
We will play it.
We're gonna play it coming up because it's like 4 minutes
just
long,
after
and we still
gotta
do Frank and Tune.
Yeah,
we don't have time. So, all right, but chime in. What do you think? Everybody seems to think that this pastor and getting the tattoos wasn't a bad thing at all.
Yeah, nobody's chiming in saying negative.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
And if you don't know what we look like, I have tattoos from the top of my head all the way down to my toes.
Eyebrows.
Dude, a full
like
body.
He lost his eyebrows in a tragic accident when he was 9. He has his eyebrows
All my
tattooed.
Features on my face are tattooed. All of them. Because of the accident.
Why didn't you get your tattoos so long and skinny?
Well,
they look it like is New Mexico.
They look like you're always surprised.
Yeah. Have you ever been to New
I
Mexico?
Had to change artists a few times because I wasn't too happy with what happened. Because, you know, it's like plastic surgery. The more and more you do it, the worse you look.
Wait, what?
Just so surprised. Are you mad or sad?
You should see the abs that are tattooed on my giant belly.
Those are pretty lifelike.
Yeah, if you're from a distance. But when you get up close, you're like, oh, man, that looks terrible.
From the front, Dex looks so ripped, and then it's just when he turns to the side is when the illusion.
But 200 yards away, I looked ripped. But right up close,
and it's surprised that you're ripped. Oh, you're like, whoa, look at me.
Okay, so we got Steve-O's testimony coming up here in just a little bit. But guys, it's time for another round.
The Morning Invasion brings you. Frank and Tune.
338-3700. Okay. Like a chance to win movie passes to see Priceless.
You've got to explain how this game works.
It's very simple how it works. Frankenstein stopped into the studio. He was singing songs, and I recorded him singing these
beautiful,
these popular Halloween songs.
Okay, I can't say because maybe it's one of the songs. I don't want to ruin it, but
so far, I think we can.
Like
let
Halloween
the listener
themed? Yeah, I mean, Thriller was
they're
the
Halloween
first one.
Hits. These are Halloween hits.
Thriller wasn't a Halloween hit. It's
are
just a creepy song.
Are you kidding me right now?
Oh, God. I mean, I'm.
Have you seen the music video?
Yeah.
It's
terrifying.
Scary. It was so scary.
It's terrifying 365, yo. It's not a Halloween scare. That's like an everyday scare.
Yeah, our first round of Frankentune, a man ended up winning passes. because of Teo. Teo knew what this song was.
He was the only one. Well, yeah.
Frankenstein's got a beautiful voice.
Gosh.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Oh, man.
How
we are
you?
Doing well.
So excited.
I'm doing well.
Good. All right. Did you hear the first round of Frankentune?
No, I didn't.
Okay. What we're going to do is I'm going to play a song for you that Frankenstein was singing. And it's a popular Halloween hit song, okay? And you have to guess which song it is. It's pretty simple.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
So are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Do you know it?
I don't know this one.
Do you know
it? Oh, absolutely not.
You don't know it?
Oh, wait! I know it! I know it!
Hold
I
on.
Know it!
Hold on, if Steve-O... Steve-O?
Whoa, that last one.
What is it?
Shout out to my 12-year-old who's going to be 13 on Sunday. His favorite movie on the planet and his favorite character. Nightmare Before Christmas. This is
yes!
Halloween.
Good job! You nailed it. You got it.
What's your name?
My name's Michelle, but my son Manuel is actually the one that guessed it.
Oh! Yay!
Beautiful.
Yes, we are definitely hooking you up with tickets to see Priceless. I'm so excited you won because
awesome.
you are stoked, so that's good.
All right, hold on the
I
phone.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. Love you guys.
Love you. Too. Hang on the line.
Is that Manuel?
Man.
He sounded.
I think we might have time for one more.
You want to do one more?
Let's do one more.
All right.
Good morning.
Okay, feeling
maybe
generous.
Not. Maybe not.
Feeling generous. Here we
Keep
go.
That line. Good morning.
Nightmare Before
Christmas.
Yeah, you got to put your radio down. Turn your radio down.
Turn your radio down.
Turn your radio down.
Yeah, thanks. Well, bye.
Hang up. Okay, they hung up. Hello.
We just want somebody else to play another round. Good morning.
Phone lines are jammed.
All right, man. Are you ready to play Frankentune?
Yeah, let's give Frankentune a shot.
Okay, here we go. Here's Frankenstein's song he was singing the other day. Hold on, don't say it. What do you think it is?
I don't got it, man.
Okay, start it over. Start it over. Okay. Let's see.
Oh, now you're questioning yourself. What do you think?
I think it's Ray Parker Jr. Ghostbusters.
You think Ray Parker Jr. Ghostbusters. Steve-O, you are correct! Good job! Two in a row for Steve-O. The audience is failing at this.
Man!
Good job.
Wow, these are dreadful, but hey.
Oh, I love it.
I somehow know a lot of Halloween songs.
Yeah, there you go,
What's
buddy.
Your name, man?
It's Ephraim.
Dude, hang on the line. We are going to hook you up with passes to go see Priceless
Good
in
job,
theaters
man.
Today.
Cool,
right on.
Good
Hold
job.
On.
And coming up at 8:30, we have Luke. And then at 9, we have Joel, who stars in the new movie Priceless.
Both from For King and Country.
Yep.
Amazing dudes.
Joining us.
I love these guys.
More chances to win some movie passes to see Priceless. Steve-O's testimony when we come back. Hang on.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
People love Frankenstein.
Yeah, dude, the live line
they totally
did.
Don't be shocked when the ratings are skyrocketing. Good morning, Dex, Steve-O, and Teo. 8:03.
High today of 79 degrees.
Anything happening on the roads up
yeah.
there?
Yeah. We got a lot.
Accident shoulders blocked I-40 east at 98th Street, also. Closed due to an accident. Central Avenue East between Alvarado Drive and San Pedro Drive. Alternatively, use Zuni or Copper. Is it Zuni or Zuni?
Zoomies?
Yep,
Zoomies. Those are the only accidents I'm seeing right now. You guys be careful. Actually, look at traffic.
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B. For more information, check out BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Another round of Frankentune on the way. Chance to win the movie passes to see Priceless.
Nice.
Starring Joel from the band For King and Country, which Joel will be on the show at 9, and then at 8:30, his brother Luke will be on the show, which is a little weird that they're
stop both. It. It's not weird. We want to talk to both.
Okay, I've been in radio for 20 years, and I've never had, like, especially brothers calling at different times.
Luke's calling in at 8:30 because I wanted to be able to differentiate, because Luke is a producer in the movie. He doesn't star in the film or anything. He doesn't have a part. But he is a producer, and he's one half of For King and Country, who just won Contemporary Pop Artist of the Year at the Dove Awards, and they are doing great things. So I'm excited to talk to him about what the band is doing, and then we'll talk to Joel about the film. It's easy.
Well, you know what? You put it that way, and it sounds better. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, guys, for me. I'm just so happy that I'm here with you so that you can learn, you know, and just, I'm your Mr.
That's
Miyagi.
That's why I came here, guys.
Mr. Steve Augie.
I need to learn.
I'm just your
Mr.
guy.
Mr. Steve Augie. So,
Dex on. Dex off.
Stop it. So before the break, we were talking about identity, and we were talking about this pastor at a church in Las Vegas. He got a tattoo. He got tattooed while he was preaching at his church.
Yeah.
On stage.
It was very interesting because it happened this weekend. It was an illustration that he used. He wanted to make the point that our identity is found in Christ, and he had been tattooed by his life from an abusive father that shaped his childhood, and in turn, man, it wrecked him, and it wasn't until he discovered that Jesus loved him, that he was the one that Jesus loved, that nothing could change that, that he decided to do this series called Tattooed. And at the end, he ended the series by getting this tattoo on stage that says the one Jesus loves on his arm, as a reminder that once we find our identity in Christ, it never has to. It is a permanent, permanent.
No matter what we do.
Yeah.
Whatever sin we commit.
Solid.
It's God is there.
It's amazing how the Holy Spirit works, because Pastor Skip started a series a few weeks ago, called Crash and Burn. And this week I had the opportunity to share, I guess. I actually shared this a few months back. I still have my long hair in the video. But
yeah, this is
about
this story
my
is
identity
incredible.
Growing up. So,
so here's Steve-O sharing his story.
Everyone in my life disappeared. You know, there was no constant. The constant I was being told was that God was there, but I didn't want to hear that. I remember my dad's birthday party, 1984. I remember sitting at the kitchen table with a birthday cake, me, my brother, my sister, my mom, just kind of waiting for him to come home. I remember the feeling of sitting there and waiting and being disappointed, and waiting weeks for him to come home. I remember asking when he was coming home, and I remember my mom constantly reminding me that he was in heaven, that he was with Jesus. The feeling of being desired, being loved, being cared for, the feeling of, I mean, my mom gave me all that, but she was always working. So she wasn't really readily available and around. And I guess I didn't realize how low my self-esteem had gotten. I didn't have a dad to point me in any direction. Growing up in the church without a dad and hearing that God was my father and that I didn't need a dad because I had a heavenly father who loved me and offered me everything was stupid. God, my father, was kind of like MIA. Because if God was my father was killed when I was 6 years old and he wasn't there to to hear your whole life that God is your father to a child who never knew what a father was supposed to be was difficult. I'll never forget when I finally was fed up enough and just said, I'm going to have to do this myself because all of the answers that everybody's offering up are false. You know, they're well wishes, they're Jesus jukes, they're sweet sentiments, but to a broken person who just has never understood that, it's really difficult. And I think for those of us who grew up maybe without a parent, without that figure, even maybe you had that person that raised you that didn't treat you well. So maybe you had both parents, but they were just not God's definition of what it meant to love and honor and care for a child. You're constantly looking for that attention or that love. And I think when I read those words in Isaiah that I am beloved. I am His. His desire is to love you. God knows that we have a sin nature within us. God knows we're going to fail. God knows we're going to screw up. And yet He runs after us. He chases us. His desire is for you because He loves you more than anyone or anything or any substance or any job or any person ever will. And He wants to embrace you because what you did is done and that doesn't matter. But what matters is right now. And it took a long time to figure out that there's therefore now no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. And if you're His child, man, no matter where you're at, no matter what you've done, I don't care if you're like sitting in your filth right now, He hears you.
Man. Oof. That was Steve-O sharing his story this past weekend. Crash and Burn is the series. That was powerful, man.
I thought it was good.
Man, that was really good. I'm holding back the tears. That was, woof. Good stuff, man.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. This time is always hard for me because my father, his birthday and my parents' anniversary is Halloween. And this time of year is always, it's still always difficult because for those that lost someone that they love deeply, like it still hurts. You know I'm going to see my dad again someday. Yeah. So there's that. But this side of eternity, it still just kind of stinks, yeah, you know?
I can't imagine.
So, and I'm still learning, obviously. That's not, I don't think I've arrived by any means. But I think I was in that chair for a couple hours with these, you know, the cameras on me and stuff, sharing. And so I wasn't able to put in there or wasn't able to be in there. You know, it's just that idea that I was the kind of the prodigal son, you know, like I grew up without a dad, but I also grew up in the church and the church did provide answers. They were trying to love me, but I just didn't want that because what I wanted was a human being to wrap his arms around me, to be at my baseball games, to, you know what I mean? Yeah. To be a father. And I never had that. And it was so hard. And, I think that's why I gravitate to for my sons, with Little League, you know, or coaching when they were in football or coaching when they were in basketball, just wanting to be there, you know. It's to me as an adult now, it's like a challenge to all parents listening to be that for your children because you have no idea the great impact for the good it can have when you truly build up a child, but the great negative consequences it can have when you tear down a child. Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of dads, and I know a lot of bad dads, and I know a lot of good dads. And I got to say, Steve-O is one of those dads who, oh my gosh, every child wishes they had. And I learn a lot from Steve-O, you know.
No, stop.
I'm not joking. When I see how you are with your kids, you know, that inspires me to do the same thing with my children, you know, and I like what you said in the video, even if you never lost a father, you know, that, that died tragically like you did, there's so many out there that have an absent parent, you know, even if they're there, it's, they're not.
Right.
They're not involved in their sports or any activities they're doing. They don't want to sit down and have a conversation with them. They don't want to get to know them.
Yeah.
And that is so wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have a great calling from God as fathers, as parents, because mothers, man, boys need moms and girls need moms too. You know, it's not just about the dad. Mm-hmm. I just happened to lose my father, but to grow up without a mother, I couldn't imagine that, you know, mm-hmm. on the flip side. So having, you look at film, you know what I mean? Look at every TV show, every movie, and it's that family unit. It's like the mom and the dad and then the family, and it was always lacking me, which is probably why I gravitate to that. Stupid Pixar, like Disney movies, I just weep.
Was that hard for you growing up?
Of course, man. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It was so difficult. So, which is probably why Meet the Robinsons, like this, it's not even the quote best Disney movie on the planet, but it's my, I just gravitate to it.
Yeah.
Because it's like this kid who didn't know who his family was and like discovering what family means. Man, you know, because I was selfish. And so I got married and I had kids and I was not a perfect father. I was not a good husband because I was still like, I had that entitled, like, yeah, but the world owes me something because my dad died in a tragic way when I was a kid. And this is awful. And gosh, we have to get over that sense of entitlement. We have, because we all have baggage. We all carry it. And to relinquish that and to find our value in Christ and to find that understanding that like our life is not our own, that we belong to someone and we were created with a purpose and he's trying to give you that.
Yeah.
And we're just like balking at it and being just stingy, spoiled little children, you know, I still struggle with that.
Yeah.
And yet you see the prodigal son and it's the kid that like went off and he blew his inheritance. And he was like literally in his filth and just comes home, probably not even necessarily out of a sense of like, I really love my dad and I just miss home and I want to come home. But maybe he was just out of cash and filthy and hated where he was. You know, it doesn't necessarily happen that way where all of a sudden you're like, and now I want to serve God entirely. Like maybe you've just hit rock bottom and you're like, well, I'm out of options. I guess I'm going to go back home, you know? Mm-hmm. And then in the story, you're walking home, probably embarrassed, frustrated, confused, angry, flooded with so many different emotions. And God sees you and just like runs at you. You know what I mean? Yeah. There's no like, I told you, I knew you'd come back. Like none of that exists. Right. He literally bum rushes you and wraps his arms around you. Mm. And I think a lot of times we get caught up in our sin and think that like we're beyond forgiveness at this point. Like we've done too much. We've blown it so much that God can't forgive this, whatever it is. And he's just like, man, he's so amazing. Like yeah. His love never ceases and he's just waiting for you to remember that, you know? And it's just, it just gets me, man, you know?
Yeah, someone on the live line said, Steve-O, thank you. I'm having a rough go right now. Life stinks. I've forgotten how much Christ really loves me. Thank you guys for playing that.
Mm.
Yeah. So many, all of us, man, we all struggle with different things
yeah.
that we've been through, whether it was from when we were little kids to even now.
Oh yeah.
That's just the way life is right now.
I have friends who have lost a parent as an adult. It never gets easier. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's always going to be hard. And so we actually had somebody chime in on live line saying, thank you, Steve-O, for the testimony. I have 3 kids, 19, 15, and 8. My husband passed away last November. Oh. And my heart is broken to know my kids will have to grow up without their dad. I'm in tears, but thank you. Gosh. And the good news is that
we can, like, you just love your kids and you remind them that their identity is found in Christ. Like, they don't have to be, they don't have to wrap their identity up in the person that lost their dad. You know, like, I just gave into that. I really did for the longest time. Mm. I'm so excited that we're talking about this, honestly, because I know we're about to talk to Luke, and this priceless movement really is ground in identity as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're talking about human trafficking. We're talking about, just, I mean, there's so many hurts, pains, wrongs, sin in this world that can ensnare us, that can overtake us, that can suffocate us. And so it's not just like, oh, I lost my parent, feel sorry for me. I used to hate talking about it for that reason, because immediately the moment you mention, like, yeah, I lost my dad, all of a sudden it's, oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah. And let me, and it's like, dude, there's literally no words you can say to make it better.
Yeah.
There's literally nothing you can do to fix it, but I'm okay now. It still hurts. I still miss him every day. Mm-hmm. But by the grace of God.
Someone else on the live line said, Steve-O, you completely hit the nail on the head on my life story. As I listened, I couldn't believe you were saying my exact feelings my whole life. No one has ever understood because they had at least one loving parent. It's been a long road to learning who I am in Christ, but I am learning and having an amazing God-fearing, serving kids shows me I'm blessed and loved. I also tragically lost my mom at age 2 and essentially lost my biological father too. Thank you for being so bold, and I'm thankful we do have our Heavenly Father who has always been there.
Amen. I'm glad. It's one of Satan's like best tricks. One of his MOs, something he's really good at, is isolating us as human beings and making us feel like no one understands. Like, no one gets it. No one's been through what I've been through. No, either no one's had it as hard as me, or just no one will forgive me because I've done so many wrong things, or no one, you know, it's always like no one else will fill in the blank.
Yeah.
And saying, you know, no one has ever understood, I relate to that. You know, it was all the people that always wanted to like console me. It was like, cool, man, tell your mom and dad I said hi, you know, and you don't know what that's like.
Yeah.
And yet, again, we don't have to hang our hat on that. And we're not alone. And we are understood. We are loved by this, the creator of the universe, this infinite man. He's just overwhelming, so much that he leaves me speechless in this moment, you know, to try and describe him, because he's beyond description.
Mm-hmm.
And yet he loves us intimately, deeply, truly, and we can have that relationship. And so,
if you want to know where you can get that testimony, that video, it's on YouTube. If you go subscribe to Calvary ABQ on YouTube,
yeah,
we posted it up on our Facebook page at Star 88FM, and share it, because, man, we're seeing the impact that story.
Oh, I haven't posted it yet. My bad. I'll go post it.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to share it from my Facebook page. Yeah, share it with everybody, because it's powerful, and, you know, it's a testimony to how amazing our God is, and how.
Dude, and if you need more, that was literally just the intro to Pastor Skip's teaching this week for Crash and Burn. Phenomenal teaching.
Yeah.
Seriously. And so, because we've all fallen, and his message this weekend was falling hard, recovering strong. And so we've all fallen, but how do we recover from that? And so, don't just stop with like that emotion. I'm glad that it touched people. I'm glad that it moved people, but, make sure you dig into God's word as well, because he's not finished with you.
Mm-hmm. You know, for me and a lot of you out there too, you can't really relate to Steve-O's story. A lot of people can. For me, you know, when I got fired last year,
right?
It was May the 4th of 2015.
You still can't watch Star Wars movies.
Oh man, that day is going to haunt me forever. But that I had never been fired. That was the first time in my life I'd been fired after being at a radio station for over 15 years, and my identity was so wrapped up in that radio station and that personality that I had lived for 15 years.
Yeah, you co-hosted my favorite morning show. You were part of the biggest, longest. I mean, it's fucking Dex, Morning Edge.
Yeah,
you know,
it's unbelievable.
So I hear that. That's identity.
Yeah.
You know?
And so when I got fired
from you,
it was really hard. So a lot of you out there, maybe you've lost a job right now, and you are just feeling like God has, you know, turned his back on you. Maybe you're mad at God, because I went through all of those feelings. Just hang in there, because I had to make myself jump into the Word. I had to make myself get up and just talk with God every day. And to see how he opened up this opportunity for me, it just blows my mind, because ever since I started here back in January, this has been the funnest. This has been so amazing. The morning show that we've been able to do.
Yeah, dude.
And I love Buck and Baxter. I love those guys, and I love what we did. But for me, this has been so much fun, and I love you too. Like, you are my brothers,
and I love
the fact that we get to hang out outside and be friends, and our families get to together. And I just, it's different. It's different, and that's God. That's the God we serve. You know, so hang in there, whatever you're dealing with. Put your trust in God, and just wait. See what happens. I can't wait to talk to Luke and Joel, because those guys can inspire you.
Man.
If you've never been to See for King and Country.
Yeah, dude, they throw down, man.
Oh, my gosh. It's one of the coolest concerts you'll ever see. And we got both of them on the show coming up right after this break. We're going to talk to Luke and Joel, the star of Priceless, which hits theaters today. He'll be on at 9, and we'll do another round of Frankentune for a chance to win some of those movie passes. So we'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao. So let my life
be the proof of your love. The proof of your love. Here in a second, Luke from this band, For King and Country. Actually, he's calling it. Is this Luke?
This is Luke. Just who else?
Yes!
What are you doing, buddy?
Country. Oh, dude, welcome back to Albuquerque, my friend. We miss your face.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, you guys. I feel like we talk just every, you know, 3 weeks, so it's good for us to be back on the phone talking again.
Mm-hmm. It's always fun to talk to you guys. We were just saying how we love having you on, because you guys inspire so many.
Yeah,
you know, and if you go to one of your shows, it's a life changing experience.
Oh man, you guys are the best. Well, thank you very much. We appreciate the kind words.
I think it also helps, you know, having you on our show pretty much every other day, because A, you love Albuquerque, and B, For King and Country is constantly doing and moving and shaking and changing the universe. So that helps.
Well, the reason why I keep calling you guys all the time is you encourage us, you know, so you make us feel really good about ourselves when we call. So. Who wouldn't want to call you guys?
Dude, absolutely. So, okay, first of all, congratulations, Pop Contemporary Artist of the Year, Dove Award.
Yeah, right? Buddy.
Good job.
You guys, thank you.
Yes, yes. And, of course, today in theaters everywhere, Priceless is releasing. And we've got to talk about this, man. We've been talking all morning long about identity and finding our identity in Christ. And this film, obviously, talks about a very... very heavy, deep, real thing going on in our world right now in human trafficking. And gosh, how did you guys decide, hey, this is the story that needs to be told?
Yeah, well, so you guys are probably aware, one of the things that we've talked about for years is we say to women, we say, hey guys, you know, culture says for women to talk, dress, and act like you're cheap, but we believe that there's a God who says that you're priceless. And then we say to men, hey guys, look, these issues that we have in relationships, they really predominantly start with us as men. The reason why we have some of these issues is it's our fault, essentially. So it's time for us to stand up and treat these ladies with respect and honor, and that chivalry is alive and well. And gotta be people of integrity and character. And talk about that at the shows, and it was such a big deal that we thought to ourselves, man, what if this was just the beginning? What if we were to go out and make a movie about this? So we went to our brother Ben, and he said, man, I love this idea. I remember watching a documentary 10 years ago about a dude who was working in organized crime, and he was kind of enslaving a lot of these folks. And he had his life just radically changed by Jesus and was like, okay, now I've got all this knowledge that I want to use against the system. And so he actually was going in and rescuing these people out of slavery and saying, hey, you guys do have a choice. I know that I was one of those people telling you, hey, you're trapped in here, you can't ever get out. But what I've learned is you do have a choice. And so when my brother Ben was editing that footage, he was like, man, that is so inspiring. And when we talk about somebody, you know, and we talk about people being priceless, what's the antithesis of that? The antithesis of that is somebody who can be bought. So what about we tell a story who really illustrates, and that really does illustrate our greater point, which is that everybody is priceless.
Mm. Man, listen, we missed the movie.
I know.
When you guys did that special preview
here in Albuquerque,
we were out of town.
We were at the morning show. Of course, everybody else was here, and so everybody's talking about how phenomenal it is. I'm like, please hurry and release.
And
I'm so happy it's here.
We just got to watch the trailer, and we're sitting there watching the trailer going, oh my gosh, look at Joel. He's carrying this girl, and there's like people
action.
Are firing
listen
at him.
To that
there's
American
like
accident. Accent.
Oh, this looks awesome. So we haven't seen the movie yet. We're like the only ones on campus that haven't seen it.
Yep.
Well, what's cool is this is your moment this weekend to go and check out the movie, take some folks with you. I mean, the funny thing is you know, music is our day job, is what we joke about. And you know, when you go out and you know you make an album, you know, you probably record labels probably have, you know, $100,000, maybe $125,000, you know, in the actual making of an album. And in the film world, the making and the marketing of this, there is $3.5 million involved in these things. So this is the biggest project that we have ever, you know, taken on in the history of Fakir Country. So the fact that we're here today, and there are folks like yourself that have been great partners that haven't seen the film, we're excited because it's like, guys, this is the moment where we can all go out and we can see this movie together.
It's awesome.
I'm going right now. I'll see you later.
You can't go right now. So here's the number one question we've gotten on our listener live line. As far as the rating for Priceless, most parents want to know, is it kid-friendly? I have a 6-year-old, a 12-year-old, somebody chimed in who has an 8-year-old, and so they want to know roughly, you know, how young can children be to see this film? Because obviously it's a very serious subject matter.
Yeah. So it's a PG-13 film, and I wrestled with this because I got young kids as well. I wrestled with what's the appropriate thing to say to parents. So obviously, I'm never going to say to parents, hey, the 9-year-old can't go, but the moment they get to 10, they can. I mean, every parent knows that there's different ages that it's appropriate and not. But I will tell you this story. We premiered this film for the very first time ever in Puerto Rico. And I was doing a meet and greet before we presented this film. And I actually met a pastor's wife. The pastor's wife had her 10-year-old there. And I was like, oh, no. You know, we haven't shown this film to many people. And there's a 10-year-old here.
Oh, man.
I don't know how this is going to go, but they've come to see this film. And I'm not going to say right before the film shows, hey, you know, you can't have your 10-year-old here. I was like, they've made their decision. But what I will do is after the film is over, I'm going to go ask them what they thought. And so after the film was over, I go over to the pastor's wife. And I say, hey, you know, I just know that this film is at this time, it wasn't even rated. Most likely going to be a PG-13 film. What did you think? You have a 10-year-old daughter. You have a really interesting outlook on life because you are a pastor's wife. What did you think? And she said, man, I so appreciated the film because Hollywood tries to tell us how to raise our kids and tries to answer the questions that parents should be answering for us. And she said, you guys didn't do that. You are dealing with some difficult, you know, content. But you're allowing us, even for our kids, for my 10-year-old daughter, to go, hey, you know what? Mom, what was happening in that moment? Like, I felt a little, you know, weird. What was happening in that moment? And you enabled us to raise our kids. We don't glorify anything. There's no cussing in the film. But we do tell an accurate story. And one of the things that we have realized is is, and this is what this lady said, is she said, look, these issues of trafficking and you know, bullying and some of these things that we're dealing with as parents, there's not like, hey, once you get to 13 years old, that's when this stuff starts.
Right.
This stuff starts at 6 and 7 is what we're finding out. A lot of these issues are middle school issues. I think the average age, I forget what it is, of a girl is trafficked is much, much younger than you would ever imagine. She said, we're able to actually have conversations about that, but because of your film, so thank you for doing that. So, as I said, I'm not going to tell you how old your kids can be, but I do think that this is something, I think our kids are much more mature than we give them credit for, and this is something that needs to be talked about.
Boom.
I love that.
That's beautiful.
Good. Yeah, we're talking with Luke from the band For King and Country. How are things going with you guys and music? I mean,
please say terrible. It'd be hilarious.
Man, we feel so honored and privileged, honestly, to do what we get to do. I mean, I never thought music is a lot just by itself, and then you throw a film in there, that's an unbelievable amount. But what is cool is I just never thought that I would be able to do some of the things, like have some of these dreams. And I have literally been able to live out some of the dreams that I had when I was very, very young and said, would say, wow, that'd be cool one day to do something like that. Or what if we were able to go and you know, run with an idea and make a movie? I mean, it's just, I really am thankful that God said, hey, you know what? I'm going to use you. I'm going to figure out ways to do things that you never, ever thought would be possible. And so, man, for me to sit here, you know, we have a film releasing nationwide tonight or today. I this wasn't part of the plan that I had orchestrated for myself. Yeah. But when I look back and say, man, look at some of these things. My mind is blown. And it's not because of us. It's because of this unique team of people that we have around us. But also God's just said, hey, dream big dreams.
Yeah.
Dream big dreams, and let's see if we can go do these things.
Yeah, I'm always inspired when we get to hang out because truly, you guys are all phenomenal, and I think it shines through your character because if there's one thing, God obviously uses the servant-minded and the humble, and you guys, I am a huge fan of the Smallbone family personally, and so love you guys so much. Stoked for the film. And okay, coming up, man, at 9 o'clock, we're going to have Joel on the show. So here's the deal, man. I've got Steve-O's questions, and it's the top 5 questions that we're going to ask Joel, but you have to answer them first. And so I'm going to ask you these questions, and you have to answer what you think Joel is going to say. And if he can get these right in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to give away some more tickets to Priceless to our audience. So you're doing it for the fans,
really.
If he doesn't, we're going to get nothing.
We're going to burn the movie passes.
We're just going to burn them to the ground. No, we'll probably still give them away. Yeah, so, all right. So you have to answer as Joel. So, I mean, let's be real. Right now, he's kind of in the limelight, and he's like, look at me. I'm the star of a film. Oh, I'm Joel. And you're like, cool, man. Well, I'm still your brother, and I love you. So now we're going to kind of stick it to Joel. You got to make this difficult, okay? Number one, you're on a deserted island. What is the first thing you do?
What is the first thing I do?
I mean, think about it.
As Joel. I go try and find a mirror to make sure my face just looks perfect.
Oh, you know he would, too.
Yes!
You know he would.
He's probably doing that right now somewhere.
Oh,
hey,
man.
Just to explain, this is me being a brother. Giving my brother a really hot time.
This isn't Caleb. You know. This is Star 88. You don't have to try and like put the. Everybody knows that you love your brother. This is hilarious.
I love my brother.
It's called comedy.
Dearly.
Christians can have comedy, so it's cool.
Well,
so,
I agree.
Let him have it.
Okay. Something you keep in your wallet, Joel.
Something he keeps in his wallet. Well, one of the things that Joel has is he actually has a purse. So he has what he calls a man's purse.
Oh,
we don't call it a purse.
That's embarrassing.
So one of the things that really, really holds his wallet is his purse.
Okay.
And we give him such a hard time about saying, You're carrying around a purse everywhere. No, it's a purse. It's not that. It's a satchel. He tries to come up with all these other things that make it sound more palatable.
Yeah, Indiana Jones had one.
There you go.
But the truth is, he's carrying a purse.
So that's exactly what I'm going to say. Your answer is, oh no, wallet. I'm a purse man.
There you go.
Beautiful. Perfect. Okay. Now some easier ones. Here's some normal ones. How about this? Band you're in love with right now.
Band I'm in love with right now as Joel.
Yes.
Oh,
it's a band he's just loving.
You know what he's going to say? You know what he's going to say? He's going to say, I dearly love theatrical soundtracks. And so he's not going to tell you a band. He's going to say, I love, like, the Braveheart, the Gladiator soundtrack. And you might reference the more recent soundtrack. I don't know what that is.
Okay.
That's what he's going to say. He's going to say theatrical soundtrack.
Okay. Oh, man, this is fantastic. Good.
All right, so we're going to talk to your brother Joel at 9 o'clock, and we'll ask him these questions and see if he hits it.
I got one more. Here's a tough one, because this one is genuine. This is real. How well do you know your brother Joel? Favorite movie of all time?
For Joel, I would have to say he's going to say something along the lines of Braveheart or Gladiator.
Okay, there you go.
Favorite movie of all time. I think he's going to say that. I could be wrong, but he loves those movies.
Okay.
What's your favorite movie of all time? Just wondering.
My favorite movie of all, man, it's tough, right? The two movies that we watch quite a lot in our household is It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh,
all right,
yeah.
that's a classic.
Frank
that's a little
Capra.
Bit heavy.
I mean, come
and
on.
To be on the totally other side of things, the other film that we watch year round is the great classic Elf.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Phenomenal choices.
Man,
both Christmas choices, which is weird because Australians don't celebrate Christmas. That's what I heard.
Interesting.
That's what I heard. We celebrate Christmas. We just can't think about snow because we don't have any.
That's right. I really thought you were going to say Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome.
Yeah, I thought you were
just
say...
a little disappointed in Australia right now.
Life,
so, but that's perfect.
Well, dear man, Luke, thank you so much,
dude.
Man.
So stoked for you right now, man. Love it.
Hey, we appreciate you guys more than you'll ever know.
Mm.
Thank you for being such supporters of ours and what we're doing with music, but. This film, as we've talked about, is just very, very special for us and for you guys to be able to be people that are saying, hey, go check out Priceless.
Yes.
And all the support that you've given us. Man, I can't tell you how important that is. And I will say this, just as far as Christian radio is concerned, I don't think that we're fully going to know the impact that we have this side of heaven.
Yeah,
but I tell you what, man, when we get to heaven and we have some of those stories, people saying, hey, I was listening to those, and the things that you, the songs that you guys were playing, or that thing that you said, you're never going to hear my story, but here it is. I think that's super powerful, and know that that's what you're building for. It's not necessarily, that you're going to get a lot of sleep every night because you guys are up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Amen. Amen. Right. Luke, we love you, man.
Thanks, man.
We'll talk to you soon, man.
Appreciate you guys.
All right.
Have a good one, man.
All right.
Bye-bye.
That was Luke, the band Four King and Country.
I'm serious, man. I just want to hang out with them all the time. They're so fun and inspiring every time.
Yeah, the movie is priceless. It stars his brother, Joel, who we'll be talking to at 9.
I'm excited to ask him those questions.
Yeah, we'll ask him those questions, see if...
Dude, deserted island question wins, man. Try to find a mirror to make sure he looks perfect.
Yeah, this is the movie. So it sounds like, I don't know, it kind of depends on whether or not you think that you're...
We as parents
handle...
know our children.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So the subject matter, I like that he did say, hey, there's no cussing. There's nothing like that. But the subject matter is heavy. So I'm looking forward to catching this film, actually.
Good.
So,
all right. Well, we got a little bit of time. So let's jump into some news.
And bringing you the news on the daily.
Another chance at some movie passes to see Priceless and Frankentune.
Stop. This is the longest news intro.
Speaking of Frankentune, Michael Jackson is still number one on Forbes.com's list, their annual list, of the top earning dead celebrities.
Mm.
He made an estimated $825 million.
Wow.
Over the past 12 months.
Okay. That's crazy.
$825 million.
So that all goes to his kids, right?
Coming in second, Peanuts creator Charles Schulz.
Aww.
How much did he make coming in second?
$700 million.
$200 million.
$48
million. What?
Gosh! Michael Jackson made $825 million?
And he came in first.
Wow. Unbelievable. Well, okay. Well, yeah. I guess the Beatles, since there's a Beatle still around, does that mean they just won't
there
count?
There are two of them.
No, Ringo. Gosh.
Oh, yes.
Oh, sorry, yes. Ringo. Nobody remembers Ringo.
I'm like, no. Oh, yeah, Ringo. Nobody remembers the drummer.
Everybody does. Here are the three things Americans fear most, according to a new survey. Government corruption.
Mm.
Terrorist attacks.
Whoa.
And not having enough money for the future.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Future is expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, this is a bad time.
Bad time. Top questions people wish they could ask on a first date include, how much money do you make?
Oh, gosh.
Are you religious? And if one of you isn't religious, is it going to be an issue? Do you want kids? And finally, who are you voting for?
You never ask that question.
You always
especially
ask
on
question.
A first date. That's a terrible question.
It's like separating the wheat from the chaff, my friend.
Yeah, and I feel like all those questions, those are definitely things you find out as it progresses.
Maybe don't rush it. Oh man. Let's do some random facts for Friday. It's
love
a good time.
Random facts.
It's a good time to do it.
And now it's time for
random
facts.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Only 5 people died in the Boston Massacre in 1770. Now they were innocent civilians killed by British troops, so it's awful. But that's still a relatively small number for a massacre. 5.
Just 5?
That was definitely a random fact.
November Rain by Guns N' Roses is the longest song ever to make the top 10 on the Billboard charts. That song is 8 minutes and 57 seconds
man.
Long.
Yeah, that song was...
And it hit number 2 in 1992.
Praise be.
Man, there was a way longer attention span back then. Coca-Cola
when
was offered
I look
the chance.
Into, hold on, I gotta sing the whole song.
Look into your eyes, I can see you.
Sounds just like him.
Just like him. Coca-Cola was offered the chance to buy Pepsi 3 times between 1922 and 1933. They turned it down every
what?
Time. They wanted that healthy competition. Who's calling us right now? That's not.
It's,
oh boy,
it's not
it?
Joel.
Okay,
they were 10 minutes early.
The French press, or the French coffee press, was invented by an Italian designer in 1929.
That's cute.
That is cute. And those are my random facts for today.
This has
Friday.
Been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4!
Random
facts.
Beautiful.
That's good, man. So good.
I don't know if I agree with this next thing.
What if that's Joel, man?
Yeah, should we just...
I mean,
what
if?
You guys get all stressed out when the
I
phone
do,
rings.
Man.
Hello? Is this Joel?
Hey, no. I just want to play the Franken-tune.
See, I knew it. I knew
we're
it.
We're not playing it right now.
Oh, you said you were going to play that.
We lie to people all the time.
No, we do.
How many
not.
More passes do we have, Steve-O?
No, that's not.
How many
I
do
mean.
We have left?
Okay.
How many?
Well,
hold on. Hold on.
Don't talk. Hang on.
We could technically give away a pair. Right,
who is this?
Okay, wow.
The
let's
Morning Invasion brings
easy.
You... Frankentune.
Are you ready to play Frankentune?
Yes.
Are you ready for this? Have you been listening to Frankentune this morning?
Yes. I've been listening for the last 3 years.
Wow.
Love it. Do you know the band Four King and Country?
Yes.
Are you
I love them too.
You do? Okay.
I love everything.
I love everything.
I love everything.
I love everything
beautiful.
More than you.
Okay.
Don't laugh at my joke.
Oh, man.
All right.
We're not helping. She called in. She was like, I want tickets. So she's confident. She's got to do this.
This is all you.
This is you.
No.
Yes. Teo and Steve-O
will not help. We weren't planning on giving tickets away this right now. But you're like
yep.
so pushy.
So If you can guess what Frankenstein is singing, then you win the movie passes to go see Priceless, starring Joel, who's going to be calling us here in less than 10 minutes.
What is your name?
RG.
Hey, RG!
I thought you sounded familiar.
RG.
I knew it.
All right, RG, are you ready? You have to guess the song. Here we go.
Wait. Oh, of course.
What do you think it is?
Priceless.
By who?
Working in Christmas.
Ah, beautiful. Yeah, you win!
Nicely done. Well done, Frankenstein.
Gosh. All right, hold on.
Hang on the line. Gosh. You are a sucker. I'm not going to lie, though. That song is a jam.
It's so good.
Like, that is a hit. Every time you drop that, I'm like, I'm going to go change the world.
Yeah! All right, we're going to take just a quick break because when we come back, we have the star from Priceless.
Wait. I love this man so much.
And the man from the band For King of Country. His name's Joel. What's next? All right, one more time. Here we go. Dressed in
That's a jam, man. That is a jam.
That's a jam.
It is no wonder they won Contemporary Pop Artist of the Year.
That's at the Dubs, yo.
Good morning. Coming up here any second now, Joel from the band For King and Country. Also, he's the star in the movie Priceless, which hits theaters today. So you guys get out there and watch this movie. It's incredible. Watch the trailer. And you're going to be excited to see this movie.
Get to our Facebook page. We posted it. I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm. It's about a widower who loses custody of his daughter, finds himself unable to hold down a job. He agrees to drive a truck across the country, no questions asked. But when he discovers what he is delivering, he's faced with a life-changing choice. The man is Joel. I see
interest in
We just got off the phone with his brother, Luke,
yes.
And we actually had a bunch of questions. We asked some questions to Luke on what he thinks his brother Joel, how he'd answer these questions.
I love how he said one, and it was pretty hilarious, and then he was like, I just want to, yeah. It was like, dude, it's okay.
They're just good guys.
Christians can have a sense of humor.
They are good dudes. When he talked about his favorite movie, I was going, It's a Wonderful Life is your favorite movie?
Have you never seen It's a Wonderful Life? It's one of the greatest movies of all time. Jimmy Stewart, directed by Frank Capra, Donna Reed. Oh my gosh.
It's good.
One of the greatest films
ever created. But is it your favorite movie ever?
It is one of the greatest films ever created. But you're also talking to a guy who, on my like top 10 list, I would put Harvey with Jimmy Stewart, and I would also put Casablanca on that list.
Hey, phenomenal. Phone,
it's
producer.
No Muppet Christmas Carol.
Okay. Although, Michael Caine, I mean, come on.
Is this Joel?
Oh, yes.
Yes!
Oh, Joel.
Oh, yes.
What are you doing?
Dude.
How are you, buddy?
You know what? You guys are my last interview today, and woo! I couldn't think of a better way to go out in style.
Beautiful. Gosh, dude, I got so amped when they were like, hey, do you guys want to talk to Joel? I'm like, oh my gosh, are you kidding?
They said,
that's my boy.
They said he set aside 45 minutes just for you guys.
No,
and we're so excited.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I got all the time in the world for you boys. You know that.
Man,
I've even gotten text messages this morning. You guys are so infamous. But I've gotten text messages. I'm in Nashville. Text messages from people saying, hey, I heard you're going to be on the Morning Invasion.
Yeah, dude.
That's cool. Today. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got off the phone with your bro. You know, he's a cool guy. He's all right.
But, man, you're cool, man. You're so awesome.
Wait.
I said the same thing to him about you.
That's exactly what you said to Luke.
No, no.
I know the way you roll.
Joel, come on, bro. This is Steve-O. You know how I roll. I love you, man. And I was given your brother. I feel so bad for Luke. I'm going to have to text him after the show and say, hey, man, I love you too. You're like the star right now. Let's be real. You are the man of the hour, starring in a new film that releases today, Priceless. And you guys actually premiered it here in Albuquerque, and you chose the one day that the Morning Invasion was out of town.
Good timing.
So we have not seen it.
Nope.
Yeah. We haven't seen it. And everybody's like, dude, it's so good.
The trailer looks great.
And boys, we shot it in your town.
I know.
You're gonna have to remedy that tonight.
Yeah.
Tonight.
Yeah. The trailer makes me weep. Weep.
Why?
Because
when you're holding that girl and you're like running and they're shooting machine guns and
your perfect hair and your American accent.
That's right. Earlier he said it was your American accent.
Yeah.
Can we just have like 30 seconds of you with an American accent? Do it.
Well, guys, I just want to say it's great to be here with Dex, Steve-O, Teo this morning on the Morning Invasion. Albuquerque, New Mexico is a great place. We filmed the movie there, a film called Priceless, and I'm one of the actors in it.
Oh, man.
You sound...
It's so weird, man. You sound ridiculous.
It's weird.
I sound like a presidential candidate.
You really do. You sounded so presidential. It was... Wow. That was good.
Well, hey, before we jump into this, I got to say congratulations on the Dove win.
Yes.
Mm. Also,
thanks, man.
I know you're out with my boy Jordan Felice right now. Or is that tour over? Did it just end? Are you guys still doing it?
No. It just started last week. We kicked it off.
Beautiful.
Awesome. So yes. I was happy to see him take away the new artist of the year too. That's really cool.
Yes.
So was I, man. Couldn't have happened to a better bloke.
Agree.
Yes, dude.
So Joel, let's talk about Priceless for a second. And you know, you just said you filmed it here in Albuquerque.
Yep.
What was it like filming this movie? It had to have been. Was it
the grueling temperatures of the desert?
Yeah,
because you know he's from Australia. He's never experienced it.
Well, walk us through the experience of filming this movie because the subject matter is human trafficking.
It's pretty heavy.
So
yeah.
Well, first of all, I have to set the record straight and say that I think you guys have you're located in a stunning part of the country. Mm. That was one of the reasons we were so drawn to it. And we looked at a lot of locations. Was you can literally go 30 minutes in any direction and you have a completely different, diverse landscape. You have desert. You have, you know, you have mountains and trees. And so it really created a wonderful... The first portion of the film is a road trip, in essence. And so it really created this idea that he had traveled a great distance to get there. And your town itself suited it well, too, because it has a real grit to it. Mm. And it's sort of a polarizing town, isn't it? It's like you have these beautiful, wonderful parts. And then, you know, I remember one night we were filming, there was a shooting going on, you know, three blocks down we were filming. So it's like, it was very, very dynamic. And for the character, for the sentiment of the film, man, just perfect.
Yeah.
Dude. I hear what you're saying, though, because Teo and I just got back. This is Steve-O. We just got back from New York. We were out there for a week covering New York Comic Con. We were staying in Brooklyn, and I felt safer in Brooklyn than I do in downtown Albuquerque.
Yeah.
So,
he's right.
Yeah. I definitely understand. No shootings in Brooklyn, but shootings downtown. So,
And human trafficking is a reality. It is happening in our city.
We're a border state.
And I didn't realize this. When I first started here at Stardy 8, do you need to get that?
Sorry, boy.
No, please answer it. Please get it.
It's all right.
Please get it. It would be hilarious. Okay.
But anyways, when I first started here, I had no idea that it was happening in our city.
Right.
And so I love that you guys are doing this and you're putting this movie out.
Yeah, dude. Okay.
Well, thank you, guys. Go ahead. After you.
I was just going to say, you know, obviously it's a huge, huge topic. And for you as the star, I mean, you're the man, you know, how did you find your motivation, if you will, to portray? I mean, you start off pretty gruff, you know, you're kind of a bad dude. But then come upon this horrendous thing. Was it easy to just be like, yeah, no, this is the right thing to do? Like, even bad guys know this is awful. or was it difficult? You know what I mean?
Well, there was a few layers to it. One, a very physical, and sort of, as I mentioned, the dialect thing was complicated. I put on about 12, 15 pounds for it as well, just because he is that gruff, kind of rough around the edges character. And then, he's a normal bloke, and that was very important to me. He's a normal fella who's been struck with tragedy. He lost his wife in an accident, and kind of derailed after that. He was in and out of prison, couldn't hold a steady job. His daughter was taken from him by protective services because he couldn't look after her sufficiently anymore. And in really this desperate moment to get his life back on track, a friend of his says, "Hey, I got a transportation job for you. Drive this truck a long distance straight through, no questions asked. You get cash, you get to see your daughter again, get your life back on track." And so, against James' better judgment, he agrees to do it. Midway through the trip, falls asleep at the wheel in the middle of the night, runs off the road, careens into a ditch, and finds out it's not what he's transporting, but who. He's got two young ladies in the back of his truck, sisters, and invites them into the cab. And they think they're coming to be a maid and a waitress. He takes them at their word and is very much drawn to the elder of the two sisters because she has this dignity and this strength and this faith that he sees in her in spite of kind of tragic circumstances. He gets to the drop-off point and realizes that he's incidentally sold them into slavery. Meets a guy by the name of Garo there, who's played by Jim Perrick from Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Speaking of Comic-Con and True Blood and Fury opposite Brad Pitt. And then the girl's gone. And so he meets this gentleman by the name of Dale, played by David Koechner from Anchorman and The Office. He's a hotel owner, and they become a bit of a crime-fighting detective team trying to rescue the girls, all the while Antonia, the elder of the two sisters, her strength and character and faith is really impacting my character in a very deep way. So there's a lot of layers to the story, a lot of drama to it, but it's really a love story at heart in a lot of ways. Mm.
Dude, I got a question about this, because as you mentioned, the caliber of actors in this and just, I think, the subject matter, was there any hesitation? And I want to frame this question well. I don't want to come off as like, oh, we're better than K-Love. But the truth of the matter is, in the Christian industry, the better things that sell, if you will, are usually the inspirational, I hate to say fluffy, but they tend to sway that way. Trying to be kind with my words. But you really put yourself out there and said, because, I mean, you're for King and Country. You're one of the largest bands in the world in the Christian industry. I mean, you truly are. And you're doing something that isn't necessarily the norm, because it's very real world, very gritty, very dark subject matter. Was there any fear or hesitancy of like, man, how is our Christian audience going to get along with this? Or are they at all? Did that factor in at all?
Well, you're very kind, and your words are very encouraging to me. But I think from the beginning, even as musicians, we set out to write honestly.
Yeah.
I think this often the tendency with sort of faith-based artistry, if you will, is to write music or films as we hope life to be and portray that rather than as life actually is.
Right.
And when we set out on this journey, both as musicians and now as filmmakers, in a sense, it was like, hey, we want to tell honest stories that are culturally relevant, even if they're dark. Even if, you know, there's moments that are pretty emotional, that deal with real life issues that can inspire change and better humanity and point us heavenward. And so I there's always a risk involved, but what is more dangerous to me and more frightening to me, frankly, boys, and it's what I love about you guys and the risks that you've taken as a station and in your show, is more frightens me if I just end up in the muddy middle and I'm not really saying anything or I'm not doing anything, because then you're just being agreeable and you're just sort of adding to the noise.
Man,
I love that.
Amazing. Dude, always fantastic having you on. We got some questions we have to get to.
I can't wait for this part of the interview. This is going to be great.
Yeah, this is going to be my favorite part.
Yeah.
As you know, we had Luke on earlier. And I said, Luke, I've got Steve-O's top five for my boy Joel coming up. I'm going to ask them to you first, and I want you to answer them as you believe Joel would answer these questions. So I'm going to ask you my series of questions and see if Luke knows his brother well enough. So you answer as honestly as you can. Number one.
Okay, here we go.
What is your favorite movie of all time?
Gladiator.
He said Braveheart or Gladiator. He knew you were going to say one of them.
He knew it.
He knew it. Wow. Okay. Okay. I have a little more faith in Luke right now. I really do.
Yeah. Hey, you gotta understand we spend a preposterous amount of time together.
True. I know. This is true. Okay. Let's see if he continues on the right track. Number two. You're on a deserted island. What is the first thing you do?
Oh, man. What's the first thing I do? Do I have a cell phone?
No cell phone. Yeah, I mean, this is like, you are straight up like Paul. You are just crashed here. You are stuck here for eternity.
What I do is I sort of start building a bit of a fort, self-protection, self-preservation.
Dude, that is a noble answer.
What if you had a little hair out of place?
I was going to say that's a noble answer, but Luke's actual answer was, try to find a mirror to make sure I look perfect. That was Luke's actual.
But here's the thing, Joel, you look perfect. Don't worry about it.
That was Luke's actual
you
answer.
You look great.
Okay, number three.
Okay.
Band you are currently in love with right now.
U2 is probably what he said, but I would say Aqualung he's an artist really, but he goes under a band entity, and he's pretty high on the list for me.
Dude. Those are both stellar because I love you too. And
he's never done any movie soundtracks, has he?
Yeah. His answer was that you would probably try and say a band, but in real life, you only listen to theatrical soundtracks like Braveheart.
Is that what that is?
And Gladiator.
That's
and
true.
Other scores.
That's
so.
Pretty spot on.
Yeah.
He loves you. He loves you.
Wow. All right. Finally, what is something you keep in your wallet?
Something I keep in my wallet. An Australian $50 bill.
Ooh. Ooh.
Okay.
Man.
He said it doesn't count.
He said that this question is invalid because you are not a wallet man. You're a purse man.
You have a purse?
Seriously what Luke said.
I have a satchel.
That's what he said you'd say.
That's exactly what he said you'd say. He said he's going to call it a satchel or something manly, but it's really a purse. That is your brother, Luke.
Wonderful.
Are you guys in the same city right now? Are you in the same city?
We actually are. In about an hour and 45 minutes, we're going to get on a bus together and start this film tour, so yes.
So, okay, you have my authority to punch him. Like just full on.
All right, good.
I was expecting you to say favorite movie ever, Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. Little disappointed in that. So, but you can use that Mad Max Australian strength and just take him down because he had some pretty funny answers. So.
Well, I love it.
Joel, man, you're having an awesome weekend.
Yes.
I know. It's got to be a little stressful, but really exciting because the movie is coming out this weekend.
Uh-huh.
We're going to go watch it. We're excited to see it for the first time.
And I got to tell you, I'm not normally a fan of like, and I even hate to say this, like when we're talking faith-based films or whatever, I wouldn't even categorize this as a quote faith-based film. It just happens to star, hey, it's Joel from For King and Country, but this looks top-notch, man. So congratulations on that because it's very hard to stand out when it comes to, quote, Christian industry type stuff. And this just looks leaps and bounds above the norm. So good job, dude.
Thank you, boys. And, hey, I want text messages. I want text messages and phone calls when you actually see it. I want your honest take.
Okay.
You got it.
Absolutely will.
All right.
Yes, dude.
Joel, have a great weekend, buddy.
All right, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Love to you. Thank you.
Love you too, man.
Bye.
Ah!
That's Joel from this band, For King and Country.
I love that dude.
He is the main.
So
He's
much.
The star of the movie Priceless, which is in theaters today.
For everyone who loves For King and Country and goes, man, those guys seem so cool, I will tell you, they are even more legit than they seem. Because they're always just...
Well, I remember the first time we met them, it was like they were so kind. But then when you meet like a star that, of that caliber, you think the next time they're not going to remember you.
Right. Right.
And they came running up and they were like, oh, my gosh. And they gave us hugs and we're like, okay.
Hey,
cool,
man.
Cool.
Okay.
You remember my name?
Okay.
All right. They're okay. just such great
genuine
guys.
Dudes. Genuine, cool, wonderful human beings. So
go watch Priceless this weekend.
I really am excited for this. I really, like watching the trailer, I was blown away by it because I wasn't sure what to expect. Because our, you know, again, I need to be careful because we do love all of our brothers and sisters.
People watching you, dog.
Yeah. I know, but when you see a trailer for like God's Not Dead starring the Newsboys, you know what I mean? And it's like, oh, they happened upon the Newsboys at a Christian concert. You know, you're like, okay.
And if you're into that, if you're into that, you're into that.
I gotta text my friend.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
It's Michael Tate.
Yeah, I know. And I do love those guys as well, but what I'm saying is, you see this trailer and it's not like, oh, Joel from For King and Country stumbled upon human trafficking. I mean, it looks gritty, man. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And he actually looks like a really good actor.
He does.
I know, for his first film.
I was pretty blown away.
Yeah.
I really was, because it wasn't what I was expecting. So I'm excited to see it. And
We'll see.
I see you dressed in white.
He's got the words pulled up.
Every wrong made right. See a rose in bloom.
Wow, great day.
At the sight of so priceless, irreplaceable, unmistakable, incomparable, darling, it's beautiful.
Whoa, it changed.
It changed
the
on
montage. Me. Changed.
He's gonna nail that.
Dang, you went in there. You got hard in the paint.
Hold on,
there,
hold on,
Deck.
My voice. Gotta get.
Dude, I gotta sing check. This weekend and I am losing my voice.
I'm losing my mind.
Check. Okay, I'm good.
I love that he got the Gladiator favorite movie ever right, and then everything else was so wrong.
Man, those Australians are weird. They're into some weird things.
No, what are you talking about? You talking about U2?
No, not U2.
Like, Aqualung?
Yeah, who's that?
Aqualung.
Are you serious?
No,
oh, wow.
Who is
that? Okay, I'm gonna have to... Here, I'll show you off here.
Do it.
Are they, orchestra?
Well, he's right. It's more of a dude, but it's a band name. So it'd be kind of... Yeah.
All right. It's cool.
I don't want to say, like... I don't want to compare him to other artists, because the only artists I can think of are mainstream, and I don't want to get in trouble.
Just get in trouble. Who?
You know,
Trent Reznor. I immediately thought of Trent Reznor.
You are getting in trouble so much lately. It's
I know.
Just like you should
so
be
much.
Used to it. It's not a big deal anymore, is it? It's not at all.
I'll tell you, it stinks.
All right, let's see. We still have to do our Batman story.
Batman.
We got some whiskey tangos to do. Do you want to do a whiskey tango, Steve-O? We haven't done any this week.
I mean, we kind of...
Because you got a few in here that are actually pretty good.
Yeah. We've done a couple this week.
We did?
Yeah, dude.
I don't remember.
Gosh.
I'm busy.
This last week, Tao and I had the opportunity to go to New York City. And there are many things about it. Many things about it that we loved. One of the more difficult things was Wi-Fi. Bro.
Yeah, right? Until we
had that Wi-Fi.
How's that cell phone bill
like
treating?
Right. We got hooked up with the Wi-Fi in the apartment we were at. And thankfully, New York Comic Con actually had free Wi-Fi for everybody. Which was pretty impressive considering the thousands upon thousands of people there. And it wasn't terrible Wi-Fi.
Wow.
So that was cool. But when we were out and about in New York, I mean, Wi-Fi, man. You need it.
Wi-Fi.
I don't know how hard up you are for Wi-Fi, but a 49-year-old woman from Houston was definitely hard up. Staying at a dude's house in Sharon, South Carolina recently, just across the border from Charlotte. Beautiful city. Their names have not been released, but it sounds like they're friends, because he was letting her stay for free if she just cleaned up a little bit. Well, earlier this month, there was an incident, and she had to call 911 to report him. Turns out, he wasn't letting her use his Wi-Fi.
What a jerk.
Okay.
What
I
a
mean,
jerk.
I feel like that's 911 worthy.
Man.
They told her it didn't qualify as an emergency, but she called back 5 more times.
You gotta be kidding me.
Told them she was in fear of her life because she didn't have Wi-Fi.
Fail! That's scary.
It is a modern dilemma.
At that point, the cops actually did take it seriously and show up at the house. Turns out the guy she was staying with took her Wi-Fi access away because she kept meeting random people online, talking to them on his landline for 12 to 16 hours a day and racking up huge long-distance bills.
Who's still got a landline?
What? And who has
what?
Long-distance
yeah,
bills?
Thing is confusing.
This come out in 1993?
She is clearly facing charges for unlawful use
of Wi-Fi.
Of 911 and being accused of living in 1998.
Yeah, you know what? Recently, my family and I, we didn't have Wi-Fi for about a week, and we thought we were going to die. We thought life was going to end. My kids cried themselves to sleep every night.
They're still crying.
It was awful. I can't believe how dependent we are on Wi-Fi. Because, like you were saying, Steve-O, we would get those text messages that said, oh, you just went over your, you know, your monthly data. Here's, you know, for an extra so many gigs, it's $15. Okay, cool. I'll do it. And then an hour later, another one. And before you know it, you've racked up $100.
Yeah.
Mm. How much Wi-Fi do you guys use?
I went over twice.
Or data.
I got two overage texts that were like, hey, just a friendly reminder. And then I remembered, oh, right, because we didn't have Wi-Fi here at the station for like a week.
Yeah.
And so it made sense because I couldn't fathom actually going over my Wi-Fi. I went over twice. Gosh. It's cool.
We got a warning.
So
right before I went, but then ours clicked over.
Oh.
So I never got any warnings.
Yeah. I went over twice.
And I never will.
Thanks, lack of Wi-Fi here.
Hey, and just a reminder, hey, we all know, Starmie, you know that you don't call 911 unless it's an emergency.
Please don't.
That's right. That's right.
You're not going to die without Wi-Fi.
I mean, I don't know. Sometimes you just got to go through great lengths to do. If you're passionate about something, I say, man, go for it. You know?
I hear you.
Have you ever been so passionate about a job that you were like, I will do anything to get this job?
Yes.
It was when you were getting a job here. Remember?
Sure.
You dressed up like Chip, and you were like, Chip, look,
what is he?
I'm good at impersonations. And you were walking around
like Chip right now.
And then all the crazy lengths you went to.
You know we have cameras, right?
No, he doesn't listen anymore.
Because he watches.
Yeah, he does. His friends and for King and Country were on today. Of course he's listening.
Oh.
It's the hot Halloween costume, by the way. The Chip. It's a hot commodity. Hot commodity this year.
Yeah. Much like the Ken Bone dude who is now sold out everywhere.
Dude, he's got his own fashion line.
Yeah.
Is this Chip? Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Hello?
Hello?
Morning, guys.
Hey, pool boy.
Hey, speaking of calling cops, we have a customer. This was about 2 years ago, and the timer for your pool, it runs on a timer, and in the wintertime, it has a freeze time. Temperature, the pump will kick on so the water doesn't freeze.
Uh-huh.
She called the cops. I'm not even kidding. She called the cops, 911, because she heard her equipment turn on in the middle of the night.
Well, that is scary.
Yeah.
You heard that noise? It's loud?
Terrifying. Oh, terrifying.
What? Oh, my. Yeah. So, yeah. Call 911.
For dumb reasons.
Just get your CWL and you won't have to worry about nothing.
There you go.
Hey, did you watch? Never mind. I'll text you.
No, I'm like,
yes, what? Dude, I finished it yesterday. It is bad.
No, I was gonna say.
Laying low in the cut. Bro.
Wait, no, I haven't finished, yo.
Hold on.
Me either.
Did you watch last week's episode of Atlanta?
We are not doing this
God,
right
dude,
now.
That was the most genius writing.
It was so weird. It was great. Okay, goodbye.
Sorry, I just wanted to punch myself in the face real quick.
Okay, well,
Dave,
I had another story, man.
Go for it. We got time.
It's time to
Gosh.
Go. Time to
talking
go.
About, you
the
know,
show's over.
Being so passionate about a job that you just had to get a job.
Let's go to commercial.
24-year-old dude from Buffalo, New York. His name's Justin. He wanted to be a police officer so badly.
So bad.
You want to be a cop?
He did. And he did really well on the written test a few weeks ago. So he was like, aced that. And they said, congratulations. The problem is, he's 260 pounds. Oof. And the police told him he wouldn't be able to meet their physical requirements. So he came up with a brilliant idea to get one of his CrossFit friends to take the physical test for him.
CrossFit!
I'm not even being funny.
CrossFit!
Did it Here's work? The scariest part. They almost got away with it.
Awesome.
His idiot friend accidentally signed his own name on the bottom of the form.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Which made the police a little suspicious. Also, they take fingerprints at the written test and the physical one. And when they compared Justin's prints to his friend's, they saw they were clearly different.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He was arrested last week for criminal impersonation. And a police lieutenant says that means, quote, he's pretty much out of consideration for being hired, end quote. Oh, by the way, his friend who took the test for him could also be facing charges.
Oh,
well,
man.
Here's the thing, guys. In CrossFit, we break a physical sweat and not too often a mental sweat. So you just gotta make sure you're doing that too. Maybe break out that dictionary and read some every once in a while.
Yeah. Good call. Okay, let's see here. When we come back, Batman is stepping up. He is taking these clowns, these creepy clowns, and he's wiping them off the face of the planet.
Yeah!
Well, in the UK, he is.
In the UK!
Kids are praising Batman right now in the UK because this creepy clown thing is out of control. I mean, right here in Albuquerque, it's happening. So we'll see what Batman's doing, and we'll actually hear from him. I got audio from the Batman in the UK talking about how he is not going to put up with these creepy clowns anymore.
Nice.
We'll talk about it next.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao. Hey! What's going on in the news today?
These claims are all fabricated. They're pure fiction and they're outright lies.
Donald Trump at a Florida rally calling claims of unwanted sexual advances by five women vicious slander and part of a smear campaign by what he calls the Clinton machine.
We already have substantial evidence to dispute these lies, and it will be made public in an appropriate way and at an appropriate time very soon.
Two of the accusers on the front page of the New York Times, Trump's attorneys demanding a retraction, the Times refusing and essentially saying, see you in court.
Ramping up for the holidays, Amazon says it'll hire an extra 120,000 seasonal workers.
President Obama among the many congratulating the surprise winner of a Nobel Prize, Bob Dylan.
High wind warning is still in place for Oregon's coast with gusts possible between 65 and 75 miles per hour.
Bermuda, meantime, getting hammered by Hurricane Nicole, which neared the British territory as a Category 3 storm right now, top sustained winds 115 miles per hour.
Hello and welcome to the show.
Hello, Dexter.
939.
Hi to Dave, 79 degrees.
How are the roads out there?
Oh man, it looks like things have kind of chilled out this morning.
Oh, good.
Lots of road construction all around the city. You guys be careful. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Today is the 288th day of the year. This year is almost over, guys.
Beautiful year. Beautiful. Mm.
It's almost over. Halloween is... right there!
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Don't be scared.
Okay. Man, it's going to take more than scary music and people screaming to scare me.
Oh, yeah?
It's pretty good.
How about this, Randy?
Okay. What is that dress?
What? I just thought I'd wear a dress.
Okay. That is scary.
Is that from The Ring, or what are you trying to do?
I bought it on eBay.
Okay. You look like the Grudge gained a little weight.
It's the dress from the movie, guys.
It's more like the Pudge. Beautiful.
The Pudge. I saw what you did there. I'm going to hurt you later.
Only if
you
can
gotta catch
him.
Me, yes!
Dude, I'm fast. There's no problem there. No problem there,
man.
Buddy.
I feel like you got the S and the T backwards.
All right.
I'm fast.
Girl.
Let's get through these whiskey tangos.
Oh, man. Well, speaking of Halloween, it's a time of year where some people choose to dress up in weird costumes and go around and get candy. Others choose to stay home and hand out candy. Others still turn off their front porch light and pretend like they're not home because they do not take part. All of which, right on. People in the country really worked into a frenzy over the election, though. That's what they're most afraid of right now. Forget Halloween. The real fear is, in a month's time, we'll either be saying President Hillary or President Trump, and either of which are terrifying most of this nation.
So unfortunately, we can probably expect more stories like this. Until Halloween. 23-year-old man.
Where's my creepy music, man? I can't tell a creepy story without creepy music. I'm gonna...
You're 23. Okay. Too
wow,
much.
You are so scared.
Too much. Too much. A 23-year-old dude was walking down the street in Rochester, Minnesota yesterday.
Ooh.
Wearing the ever gruesome Donald Trump mask. When a 35-year-old man named Gabriel Mchach saw it.
Who?
Gabriel Mchach.
M-A-J-A-K. Majak? Majak. Mchach.
Mchach.
Apparently, that old Donald Trump mask made him so angry, he punched the dude in the face. Thankfully, 23-year-old was not injured. However, Gabriel was arrested for assault. Yeah. Guys, don't punch people in the face wearing Donald Trump or
I'm Hillary
masks.
Clinton, and I approve this message.
Thank you, Hillary. Are you okay? Can you breathe? Are you all right? Teo, Heimlich.
Heimlich! Oh, gosh! That was a Whiskey Tango, Minnesota. Good job, Minnesota. Dude just straight punched another guy in the face.
It's not a Trump card. You can't just run around and punch him.
Hey, Nate Heitzig said if he sees a creepy clown, he will punch that clown in the face.
Yeah, that's a difference. Creepy clown scaring people.
Creepy clown,
we actually
Donald
had,
Trump.
We actually had father of the 10-year-old who got scared by a clown chime in on the live line.
Was that the guy in the news?
Yes, dude on the news.
Yeah, we played that news story this
morning.
Were
you on the news? And he said yes.
Yeah. Dude, this is happening in our city. I don't like it. I think we need to do what they are doing in Great Britain.
And he was scared. I mean, my son was scared. He was shaking. He couldn't stop crying.
Right.
That's the dad.
Right here in the ABQ.
Okay, here's what we do. We find out what part of town the clown came from. Okay.
Working. I'm already
where
working
was,
on
okay,
it.
Where the kid was. We, in turn, dress up like superheroes, and we go fight crime.
Wait, what are clowns scared of? We need to figure out what clowns are scared of.
Well, according to a dude in British Columbia.
Oh, gosh. Ah!
They're scared of larger cars, so we'll get in the minivan because they only drive in cars that are like that look like only a person and a half could fit in, and then 12 of them get out. So we get a large minivan. We dress up like superheroes.
Beautiful.
I'm thinking Batman.
Yes.
I'm thinking Green Lantern. Maybe.
Stupid. That's not going to scare anybody.
Okay. I like Green Lantern.
They're
like
going to say, "Oh, cool, Ryan Reynolds movie. I remember that. It wasn't that great."
That's okay. And then we go drive to that part of town, and we go clown hunting.
I like it.
Clowning.
Clowning around town.
Wait, like the Batman in the UK that's already doing this?
Yes, dude.
Oh my gosh, Dex. It's the perfect time for you to introduce your hero, Torque Wrench.
Guys, let me tell you,
Dex, about Torque Wrench. This is the time.
Let me hit my theme music. He came from the junkyard in Montana.
Yeah!
His name?
Torque Wrench.
Fighting crime in the junkyard, you know what I'm saying?
Steve-O, this guy is right behind Volcano Vista High School.
Yeah.
Paseo and that Universe.
Is, that is.
Man.
I'm giving him the number right
area.
Now. 338-3700. Call yes. us
hey, bro.
Right now.
Hey, you want Torque Wrench to take care of
man.
For you?
Man. I want. Okay, what's you your want, origin story, Torque Wrench?
You want Torque Wrench to take care of
you? You were a superhero that grew up in the junkyard?
He got powers when Here's he was happened. Impaled.
When I was a kid, I grew up in a junkyard in a little town in Montana.
Ennis.
I was playing in the junkyard like, you know, any
no,
kid would.
No, stand by. The dad's what? Calling. Nobody has time for your stupid story. Okay.
I wish I could
hear. Is this the dad that had the creepy clowns in the neighborhood?
Yeah, this is the dad.
Hey, dude. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Man, so what's the next step? We talked about this story. We actually played.
I Pokemon Go hunt in that neighborhood all the time.
We played the news story this morning, and we heard what you had to say. It sounded like you. Hopefully, these clowns never run into you because you're upset.
Yeah, dude.
Well, you know, parents, you know, you can't mess with kids. You know, you just can't do that kind of stuff. Right. And honestly, you know, it's a good thing that we didn't catch him. You know, because there was a mob of dads that took off down the street, cars all over the place, people going everywhere. You know, we went, it was off of Paseo and Universe, and we went all the way to where the C&M is almost. You know, we were just hunting, you know, it was time to hunt.
You guys were hunting
You were
for
clown hunting.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah, see, and I'm good with what you guys said. If you guys want to come over and we all dress up as Batman and we go find these guys, hey, I'll wear my Superman costume, you guys wear the Batman costume, we'll all be superheroes and we'll take out these
dude,
clowns.
Dude, we are going to
Dex can dress up
this.
As Torque.
I will. Join the, no Torque.
And yes, here's the deal. Like, so the clown had a knife.
Yeah, the clown had a knife. There was two of them.
What?
The clown had a knife. He was chasing my son and his friend down the street. You know, it was only three houses down from my house. You know, it's not too far from where they walk.
Okay.
And so he chased them with the knife. The other guy had a camera and was taking pictures.
Wow.
You know, my son's 10 years old. And you don't take pictures of my kid,
That's
period.
Right.
You know, you just don't do that.
Yeah, I hear you.
We have your number, dude. We are not even messing around. We are going to get superhero costumes.
We're gonna figure out who's doing
we're gonna go over there and we're gonna start punching clowns.
Can hey, we say, you can give me a that? Call and I got a nice big truck and we can all jump in and let's go hunting.
All right.
I love
Good
it,
times roll.
I love
the
it.
The boys are back in town. I ain't
let's
afraid of no ghosts. I ran out of catchphrases.
Thanks
for
calling.
Hey, thank you so much
we
for
hope
calling.
The kiddos, okay.
We are serious. Yeah.
He's fine. He didn't get too traumatized. He actually went to school the next day. He was good to go. So,
good.
You know,
good.
We prayed at night, made sure that, you know, we talked to God and let my son know, you know, God's there to protect you.
That's right.
And God gave your dad to you for a reason so he could protect you also, you know. And we always got to have faith in God that he's going to do the right thing for us because we know God is always there for us.
That's awesome.
Amen. Thanks for calling in,
yeah,
man. We appreciate you listening.
All right, guys. All
have
right.
a great day. Man.
All right.
Back. Dude, that's in my neighborhood.
It's in your neighborhood. So you know what's going to happen?
Oh, Steve.
Torque Wrench
Dude,
is going to
You guys
gonna
think
red.
I'm being funny.
What if this is the witch girl?
Yeah. Man, oh, you got some creepy things going on in your neighborhood.
Yeah, what are you
Yeah,
what
the heck?
I want to move.
Well, they told you not to live on those mountains or whatever it is.
Hey, man,
there.
would Joel move? I see you dressed in white. Woody?
Torque Wrench will be there to help.
I ask myself, what would Joel do?
Okay. WWJD. Well, somebody already listened to Pastor Nate Heitzig's advice and said, I need some bail money, guys. My hand hurts and it's covered in makeup. I took Nate's advice.
You won. You won the live
you
line today.
You really won the live line
oh,
today.
Man. Speaking of winning, we have to do our last round.
The Morning Invasion brings you Frankentune.
Oh, man, it's everybody's favorite game. Frankentune is back. We've given away tons of movie passes to see Priceless, starring Joel, who we had on the show this morning. And if you would like to try to win these movie passes, 338-3700. Phone lines are open. How many do we have left? Can you save a pair for me? Because I need to take my wife.
No, I cannot.
Okay.
Already gave.
Maybe I'll text
gave
Joel
away.
Later and see if he can get me
there
in.
You go. Gave away. Yeah. We could text Joel.
Hey,
be
Joel,
like, man,
need,
you said you wanted
bucks.
Us to go see it. And we just.
I got kids, man.
How am I going to feed my kids?
How many we got?
We have a pair.
We have a pair left. We have one
of
pair
tickets
left
to see Priceless.
One pair of tickets.
It's perfect because I have one Frankentune left.
Perfect.
Oh, man.
What happened is I had Frankenstein stop by the studio and I recorded him singing. Good morning.
No, okay, go ahead.
Good morning.
Hello?
Hi.
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 All How's it right. going?
Good. How about you?
Fantastic. What's your name?
This is Angela.
Hey, Angela.
All right, Angela.
Hi.
Did you get to listen to the previous Frankentunes this morning?
Yes, I did.
Good. Okay. How did you do? Did you get them all?
Okay. All right. Okay. Perfect. That's because Frankenstein is terrible at humming tunes.
You take that back.
He is the worst tune hummer I've ever heard.
He's a very sensitive man.
Yeah. He's not a man, okay? Hey. First of all, he's a creature.
All right.
He was created in a lab by Dr.
Earmuffet.
Victor
Frankenstein.
Earmuffet.
Okay. All right. I'm going to play this track that Frankenstein was singing. You just have to guess the song that he's singing. Okay?
Okay.
Are you ready? Steve-O and Teo, you cannot help.
It's Teo.
Teo, you cannot help.
Teo.
Okay, here we go. What do you think it is?
I think Frankenstein is stupid.
What do you think that is?
What?
Oh, gosh.
Can you play it
Angela,
one more time?
I'm so sorry. I have no idea what this one
We're
is.
We're going to play it one more time,
we got to play it one more time. Okay.
One more.
And it's a Halloween track?
Yeah. He was singing the Halloween hits. Okay, here we go. Oh, wait. Wrong one. That was the wrong one. Hold on.
That was
Thriller. My bad. Gosh. Hold on. This is it.
Frankenstein. Frankenstein.
That's Frankenstein.
It kind of had a little bark there at the end.
That's Frankenstein. What do you think it is?
Oh, my gosh. I have no idea. Am I allowed to ask for hints?
Yeah, Steve-O and Teo can help.
Oh, yeah, because I have no clue. How? What? I mean, I realize he's from 19... No clue. No,
that was literally the worst version of Monster Mash.
Listen to it again. You're going to hear it.
Monster Mash?
You're going to listen. 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 Monster Mash.
What did you say? Monster Mash.
Graveyard Smash.
No! Yeah, but what are you doing here? It was a... That's not... It goes... It was a mash.
He did the monster mash.
Yes, no, it was a mash.
It was a graveyard.
It was a graveyard smash.
It never goes...
Yes, it does.
It
does. Look at the song.
No. It goes like this. What you gonna do?
I was
Angela,
right.
Congratulations.
I was right.
You're gonna go see Priceless anyway. Hang on the line, okay?
Oh man.
Good job to Thebes. Thebes got it.
Which, by the way, shout out to Joel and Luke Smallbone and the entire Smallbone family for not only calling in this morning, talking about the movie, what's going on with For King and Country, but then in turn giving us these tickets to give away to see the film that releases today.
They personally made sure we had tickets.
They did. Yep. So this is from them. I love it. They're so great.
Oh, wait. I just got a text from Joel. a limo will be picking me up at 10:30 to take me to my own private screening.
Dude, that's in like 30 minutes.
Oh my! What? No way!
Free food?
I love them. All right, if you missed any of the show, hit it up. It'll be at the podcast in a little bit. iTunes, Google Play. Have an amazing weekend. Go see Priceless with the fam. And
I want to know what people think about it.
Yeah. Monday. What do we got Monday? Anything? Any planned on Monday?
The Monday Mindset.
We might be having some special guests come in Monday to tell us about something going on.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Oh, cool.
Yes, big
deal.
Yes. You guys actually have an event this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
We're working tomorrow.
Dex and I are going to be at the Run for Renewal event tomorrow.
We'll be emceeing that event.
Yeah, we're going to emcee it.
I will not, because I will be back here rocking it.
He will
studio,
be working.
So I'll also be working.
We're not like broadcasting live or anything, but we are going to be emceeing it. You can join the ABQ Rescue Mission for a great morning of family fun at the Run for Renewal. It's a 5K benefit walk and run to support the Albuquerque Rescue Mission.
Beautiful.
And it starts at 8 a.m. at Hoffmantown Church tomorrow morning.
Have a great weekend. We'll see you.
That's all we got. There ain't no more. Right. Time is tight. It's the end of the show.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Dan, what you doing?
Well, not only do I like to break a physical sweat at Bear Canyon CrossFit, but I like to break a mental sweat, too.
Oh, wow,
and I'm preparing our podcast, because Bear Canyon CrossFit just sponsored it.
Yeah!
Thank you, Bear Canyon CrossFit.
We're stoked to partner up with them, and we want to tell you guys, maybe you're the seasoned workout veteran, and you've been going to Planet Fitness for 1,000 years, but you're
America.
Just not getting the results you want. I think CrossFit could be for you, and Bear Canyon CrossFit is the best CrossFit gym in the ABQ.
In the universe.
Wow, amazing.
In the universe.
Yeah, and not only that, you get your first class free so you can try it out with no hassle, with nobody trying to get you to sign up for some commitment. Come check it out absolutely free. All you got to do is register at BearCanyonCrossFit.com.
They've got tons of pricing options and different classes. They got a HIIT class. They've even got CrossFit kits. So again, go to BearCanyonCrossFit.com for all the info. And thanks for listening to our podcast.